broadcasting WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Pirate Radio, pictures of you, the Cure, little sweet Georgia Brown, thrown in there just to see how it sounds. 737, Pirate Radio, Shannon in the morning, tomorrow, Supreme, Friday the 13th, spring break and body shake at Easter weekend, blast off live from the Queen Mary. We started at 7, it goes to 11, free concert from Motor City of the Night, so you can sing along with Shout with Don Johnson, the Lakers girls with RoboCop. We'll have the Easter Bunny dunk tank, you can win pirate shirts, it should be fun. Fog, low clouds this morning, hot and sunny this afternoon, a high around 90 today, 387 and 90, depending on where you live right now. The city center, 61, 11 degrees. Now, who's checking traffic this morning anyway, Elliot? We never know who is going to be in the traffic room. Good morning.
How much information can you cram into one thought there? That's amazing.
That's a lot.
Yeah, right, I got an Easter Bunny dunk tank. Going to be there. Yeah, 61 City Center. Who's in that traffic? Elliot Ness, hello.
Sunny high 94 today. Threw some Georgia Brown in there. Yeah.
Got to come out with Don Johnson, RoboCop. I tell you, the Easter Bunny dunk tank. Going to be a good time. City Center temperature right now. Hello.
Let's see how it sounds.
Yes. Who's on the line?
We'll hear that one. Then we'll be all revved up for the show.
Yeah.
Radio Lyric Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
Don and Mike.
Okay. Everybody ready now?
Oh, yeah.
Already on the line.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-665-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Not started yet, Mike.
Sorry.
Do it till you're satisfied, Mike.
Whatever it is.
Okay, hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever it is.
Oh, that is that. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi there. You know who you should talk about right now? Great American.
Whatever it is.
What? How?
How?
Your
air conditioning.
Heat stroke. Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lyrical Pursuit Department and all the gyms at sea. Hey.
Hey, what?
Who's on the line?
It's Eric. Thank you, Rob.
Everybody knows.
Hello, everybody. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody knows.
Hello.
Everybody knows. It's the Don and Mike Show. And, Mike, it's a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday.
052605.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're among the chosen few on WJFK in Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067. We'll start today with BT Express.
Yeah.
Do it until you're
what's
satisfied.
That's right.
Do it, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello.
Okay. I see. Every single phone line is jammed.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. First call, all the lines are jammed. What's up?
Well, my name is Rainey. I'm calling about the American Idol last night. What'd you think about that?
It was a good show. Yeah, Rob, you missed it.
Are ye...
It was on last night at 8 o'clock.
Don't tell me who won, because I hate...
Okay.
Are ye a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Oh, Mike, all woman. All woman, I believe.
How are you?
Do it.
There.
Do it.
What do you think about the ending?
You're so satisfied. What about the ending? What do you mean when Carrie Devil Underwood Ham won? I was nonplussed.
Yeah.
It was...
Okay.
I never made the prognostication on the air, I believe, but I did at home call that in the audition phase of American
really?
Idol.
Wow.
Carrie Underwood. That's how.
Wow.
Well, that is how much she impressed me.
But that's like a guy saying, "I've not said this to anybody."
But I said it. I mean, I said it early on the show. I said,
"Oh, did you really on the show?"
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you called it.
No, but I mean, at home, I might have said that when I saw her audition. But I said it early on the show. I didn't marry her. You know what I mean, man? I didn't marry myself to her, which I should have done. You know how you married yourself to Bo Bice early on in the competition?
Yeah.
I did.
Homo.
Do I? You know, I never really made a big deal about
Bob
it.
Bo Bice.
And I was thinking I should have, but she didn't impress me that much.
American Idol. You know, I don't know. I'm, like I said, nonplussed. I'm really, I'm not excited. I'm not down. I don't care. I don't think she's the next big thing. I don't think he's the next big thing.
I think she could be the next big, not the next big thing, but she could be very successful in the country format.
Well, listen, first off, I think I know she needs something to calm her nerves before the show.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if she's into light drug use. I don't know if she's into drinking. But she needs, I don't know if she's
Are you thinking she's too pure? I just think good loving. You know,
or,
a giving lover could probably take care of that.
Or if she needs some of that penicillin before the show. All I know is that that is one stiff broad when she's up there singing. And when she won, I mean, I thought that her insides were going to start coming out.
She was adorable.
Really,
I thought she was cute.
Oh, I thought it was unprofessional as hell. I mean, everybody's going to say
Well, you wanted
cute.
The other guy to win. You wanted Bo Bice. You were a Bo Bice man.
No, Mike, I really, like I said.
I didn't care which one really won.
No, I mean, either
you
way.
You didn't think she was charming?
No, I thought at the very end when they said, and here's your winner, Carrie Underwood, now sing, you know, dance, monkey, dance.
Right.
That's when you want the monkey to dance the most. You've been training the monkey.
Right.
You've been holding the banana in front of her. Now,
can't you just feel her joy?
No, here's the thing. You train these monkeys. You train these American Idol contestants. God damn it, I invested 3.5 months in this show.
Right.
When she wins...
You want the best performance ever?
Let me tell you something, sister. You got to sing from down there, which I'm sure has never been touched by human hand or anything else. You got to let it come from your soul. And that, and she got up there and she went... It's a really great... Thank you!
Well, that's that crap song that they picked
I don't
for
care.
No, you can still sing it with soul and gusto.
Correct!
Yeah. Stop picking on my Carrie!
You're Carrie.
She's mine, baby.
Was I the only one that was hoping one of those showers of sparks would burn her and she'd go, ow!
Wow, that's three of you all hating Carrie.
Well, I
don't hate her.
No, listen.
I lost over $5.
I love both, too. I like both of them, man.
I like the show. The overall show was
great. And I thought
great.
Bo handled his loss like a class. I mean, really, you can do it kind of classy or you can do it all the way classy. He was all the way classy.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
I liked him a lot.
I think in The Office, we already figured out his next career move anyway, that Leonard Skinner should just hire him as their new singer.
Makes sense. I think that would be brilliant. That would be a great move. He could do their whole Leonard Skinner's whole chart easily.
Right.
It's all within the range.
He's got
every bar band in America plays every Leonard Skinner tune done.
True. And I wasn't even mad last night when she kind of fell apart at the end.
It was raw emotion.
I didn't. It's like, honey, what? Listen to you, monkey.
But you said you weren't mad when she fell apart.
Dance, monkey, dance.
What is it? Which way do you really feel? Tell me how you really... You despise her.
I'm mad at her. I'm mad at her.
You want her to be more
she's
flawed.
No, how could she be any more flawed than she is?
She's as pure as the driven snow.
Look at her.
That is not the problem.
You know what?
The problem is people are saying that is the problem.
First, there's nothing that a knight in the back seat wouldn't cure with Carrie Underwood.
Give her time.
To loosen up a little bit.
Give her time. She's going to make an album. She's going to do the American Idol thing. Then she's going to maybe make another album, and she's going to be out on her own doing the Country County Fair Circuit, and that's when
she's
going to go
explode,
bad.
Right?
Yes.
That's when she's going to explode.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
And pretty soon she'll be coming in here going,
hey, I'm Carrie Underwood. you know, the people don't understand.
You think she goes turn into Tanya Tucker?
Yeah.
Plus,
absolutely.
She'll marry Glenn Campbell.
She could turn into Tanya Tucker.
Start doing coke.
She could turn into Tammy Wynette.
Right.
Loretta Lynn, they've all had their substances.
Yeah, well, now, Loretta Lynn, at no time, even though I'm running down Carrie Underwood, Carrie Underwood is a piece of ass compared to Loretta Lynn.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
amen.
So at least she's got that going for her.
And Lotta. Hi, Joan.
Hey, J-Law.
Joan just Joan, I was surprised as you were.
J-Law,
right at the beginning of the show,
what are you doing here?
Popped in here. Hello.
What are you doing here, Joan?
The door was open.
Yeah.
Yes, the door is open.
The door is open.
Bad air conditioning.
Have you noticed how hot it is in the studio?
It's like a sauna, but our office is like the freezer, so.
I wish we could switch.
Sorry.
I wish we could trade places, Joan. Did you watch American Idol last night?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
I've never watched it.
Good for you, John.
Oh, you communist.
I watched last night.
I didn't watch any TV last
Boo!
Night.
You didn't watch, you didn't watch any TV? And look at, and what did you do last night? Did you do something stupid like read a book?
She's probably planning her next theatrical project.
Actually, bingo. I was at a read-through.
There you go.
I knew it involved words.
Yeah. This woman... Her passion is not here at Infinity Broadcasting.
No.
Her passion is the stage.
Words are overblown.
That's right.
Let me just say that to you.
The reading
of the written word.
In play form?
Yes, it is. In all forms, Mike.
In all forms.
Totally
including this form.
Totally overblown.
Right.
Really. Listen to it. Watch it. Don't read it.
Don't read it.
Reading is not fundamental.
It's great. Don't read.
It's great to see you, though, Joan.
Nice to see you guys.
Have a nice Memorial Day weekend, Joan.
Yes.
Right. I only wish that you had watched TV last night instead of reading your play.
Mm-hmm. It's a read-through.
Yeah.
So it's the actual preparation for turning the author's words into the creation.
Yeah. Yeah, if we haven't mentioned it.
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Well, I know what it is. It's 1,000 freaking degrees in this room. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you this time, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, all this week here in D.C., every day it's been 50 degrees
cold
and raining.
Yes, yeah.
Today.
Yesterday was the coldest day of the week. The air conditioning in here, it was 30 degrees in the studio.
I agree. Yeah. It was great. I love it cold.
It was beyond. See, now you and Rob like it like 38 degrees. I like it cool, really cool, but it actually went even into the area of cold. Yesterday on the coldest day of May, it was freezing in here.
And it's going to get worse for you as you continue to lose weight. The morbidly obese like myself, loving it.
Well, now, he's skinnier than any of us in the studio.
But I was wearing my, I had like double layers on yesterday.
That's what you do. You wear all that Under Armour and all
right,
that. All that's ready.
So listen, but here's the point. Today, the weather broke. It's sunny. It's 75, maybe 80 degrees outside. It's a trace of humidity. And, of course, today's the day that the air conditioner breaks.
Beautiful day to lose a golf match.
The air conditioner that only works in the studio.
Yes.
You can go anywhere else in this building, and it's like Mr. Freeze at times. You know, really, like on Batman, it's like Mr. Freeze. However, here in the studio, it is, what is it, 85?
This is what the compressor literally sounds like.
Oh, yeah. If the tape would only work.
Well, it's broken, so it's not making any noise.
It's overheated.
There is, what's wrong with that tape?
There we go.
You know, you could probably go with your pie.
This door being open is... Hold on a second.
I like this, though.
Hold on.
What the hell?
It's like open house. Comes in, and then the guy just walks in. The dude walks in.
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy brought me a sandwich, though. That was very nice. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you doing? Sorry, I didn't mean to be really rude here.
You just saw the door was open. Now, like Joan a moment ago, when you saw the door open, did you... Wait, now the guy from the upstairs, the title company, Bob's brother is here.
What happened to the swipe card?
We're using them to fan ourselves.
Everybody's just walking in. The door to the studio is open. When the on-air sign is lit,
that means
watch it. Anyway, hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Did you spit on Mike's sandwich today?
No, actually, but I did mean to apologize because they were out of wheat, so it's Honey Oat, which is wheat bread. It's just added on to
Honey Oat Rock. Thank you very much.
Right. Remember what I told you.
Same locale thing.
Good boy on the air. Lying about what you did to Mike's sandwich. Whenever you go to get Mike's sandwich, you do what they did in the movie Casino.
Lovely.
At Joe Pesci's place.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, I try to help out the young...
Jimmy, would you like to mow my lawn? Anyway.
Mike, I've already filled it with Fresca.
And then Bob's brother ducked his head in a minute ago. That's three unscheduled visits in the first 10 minutes of the show.
This
correct.
Is like a feature on Captain Kangaroo. You never know who's going to be walking in the studio.
That's right.
I got news for you, though. And I mean this seriously. If anybody wants to come over here and feel this, you can check it out. I have real perspiration under my armpits.
Well, you press all the buttons and jump around and you're standing.
You want me to lower your lights?
No, I like the lights like they are. Hey, BA.
I bet that
help you out.
Hey, BA, want to come feel my BO?
No, I don't.
I can smell it.
You cannot smell it. Hey, and who's wearing a stretchy pants today? Beth Ann's wearing the black stretchy pants
today.
Hey.
I feel like...
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hey, Mike.
That's my favorite.
I didn't feel like laundering last night.
So, how do those pants feel?
I miss my other pants, but I'm glad I wore these today because it would be really hot in here.
Yeah, if you had on those gold corduroys.
Absolutely.
So what do you think the gold corduroys are doing right now? Having a meeting of mold? Do you think it's a mildew?
I think they're walking my dog.
They're dancing in her apartment right now.
The pants you wore
dancing
today.
To the music, Mike.
The pants you wore today are hot in their own way. That's all I have to say.
Thank you,
Jay, let's play.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
It's goofy in here today. It is flat-out goofy in here.
I'll tell you this, that besides American Idol, I think I've saved my cat's life.
Oh!
I think so. Oh, the thing is that she went out... Oh, come on now, Mike. I know you want me to either kill the cat or give the cat away. Don't do the eyebrow thing.
You know. Come on.
No, I'm happy. Anytime a pet is saved, member of the family.
All I know is that I got home last night after that the chat with my child bride about the cat. Mm-hmm. She wants to get rid of the cat because the cat keeps peeing in her shoe room.
Right.
The cat only pees in the shoe room. She can't figure out it's because the cat's mad at her. So what she wants to do is just lock the cat into a laundry room for days on end.
Mm-hmm.
She went out yesterday, went to the vet, bottled this pheromone crap, bought a new litter box. Hooray, the cat is peeing in the new litter box.
Yay.
So the cat, I believe, has a stay of execution from staying in the laundry
Thank
room.
Goodness.
That's a happy ending.
That's the way it should end up.
I know a lot of you lost sleep about that last night. That's why I was able to come strong to the microphone with that information.
I was thinking of how I could make a pitch for the cat and how I could, but there's no way that I could have gotten it done because you'd see right through it.
As a matter of fact, if Miss Lucky is listening, there is someone here at the station who I know, like, and trust who has offered to take the kitty.
Yep.
Yep. Johnny Norman, our production guy, has offered. He has cats that that are also declawed.
He has a cat farm, actually. He raises hundreds of cats.
That's true.
And he makes beautiful, beautiful accessories.
Yeah. No.
I mean,
not out of cats.
You know, and Mike, I was thinking about.
Sometimes Buzz really gets me. Were you being serious?
He doesn't have hundreds of cats. He has quite a lot of cats.
How many cats do you have, John?
Well, we have four that live in the house, and I think there's like 10 or 12 that live out in the backyard that are feral.
What does feral mean?
Wild.
Wild.
He's a
really?
Guy.
Non-domestic.
You know what it means?
Hey, gotta be out there. Yeah, come on. Leave me out there.
No. You know what feral means? Hilarity.
Oh, really?
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
Jesus, that many cats?
Going to get John to skin some cats and make you vest.
No.
Make you a cat skin vest that you can wear on your new motorcycle.
John's not going to skin any cats. That'll look cool, man, but I'm Mr. Cool today.
But yeah, Mike's got his fat boy downstairs today.
Yeah, man, I'm doing it. I'm doing it today.
Now, I know there's always a race at the end of the show. Incidentally, it's turned into a race between Mike and the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It used to be a race with all of us.
Oops. But we don't stand a chance against Mike.
Hold on, hotline. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Well, you said if I was listening, so I am listening.
Oh, I found, if you do want to give up on the cat, John Norman, you know Johnny.
I never wanted to give up on the cat. I just wanted to follow the vest instructions.
Well, I don't want the cat locked up.
Mm-hmm.
If you still think we should lock the cat up, we can give the cat to John and Kelly.
That's very generous of them to offer to take a cat with an incontinence problem who's 13 years old.
See the way
I'm
you're
not sure it's an incontinence problem.
I could say the same thing about your mom.
She has no problem.
I know, I'm kidding. I mean, I could say the same. That's just whether it's a person or an animal.
Right.
It's a heartless thing. You know, well, she's 13 with incontinence. Yes. So what? So we should throw her out on the street?
I'm not throwing her. Sugar, you are the one.
You're locking her in the laundry room, and the incontinence, honey, is only in your shoe.
Hey, how about I take the cat for a ride on my Harley?
You know, I was thinking yesterday.
What?
That little helmet?
Yeah, a little bitty helmet, a little cat helmet. That would be cool.
What were you thinking, honey?
An error calling you Dr. Doolittle, because you don't do anything about the cat. I should call you...
See, I am Dr. Doolittle, because I do little.
No, you're Dr. Do-nothing.
Preeti, you totally ignored my suggestion of a ride on the Harley on the back of the Harley.
My little joke.
You're
Dr. Do-nothing. That's what I've just said.
Okay. Hey, listen, here's all I do with the cat. You're right. Focus.
Yeah.
I don't scoop up the poop. You're right, I don't.
Yeah.
However, what I do is I spend time with the cat. Now, we've had this discussion before.
Quality time.
I get out the peanut butter.
But what hasn't been
I lay on the floor,
right.
And boy, does that cat purr. No, my wife was amazed to find out that when I come home sometimes at the end of a long day.
So she, like me, must be disappointed in your loving because she is still, you know, acting out.
She, like you, disappointed in my loving.
Because she's still in a bad mood. We have a lot in common. I offered a little rolling around on the floor with you the other day anyway. But, see, if you were so affectionate and she was so happy with your affection, she wouldn't have this issue, would she?
So this means you're going to be coming into work with, like, yellow sneakers.
Listen, my only point is that I'm affectionate with the cat. That when I come home from work, the cat lays on the ground and does that thing like, come over here and pay attention to
motor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not enough, and she slept between my legs last night. Anyway, I'm trying to do better with her.
Oh, God.
She slept between your legs. Baby.
Hey.
Baby.
Johnny Carson did a joke like that.
Yeah, I know.
You're the one who sets her out of our bedroom at night. I let her in so that she can sleep with us. I'm hoping that she's happier because obviously a little bit of rolling around on the floor is not cutting it.
Right. Okay. Well, either way, the cat is not going to stay in the laundry room over the Memorial Day weekend.
Seems to me both of you are turning your household upside down for an unaffectionate animal. Oh, no. They're full of love. And very smart. That cat purrs like my Harley Davidson motorcycle.
And thank you again for my the comment on my prowess in the bedroom. I appreciate that.
That's my version of peeing on your shoes. I'm sorry.
I understand. All right, baby. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But really, we can't lock the cat in the laundry room.
Well, really, we're having, as we often do, an argument for no reason because hopefully she's worked out her problem anyway.
Oh, probably she's worked out her
problem. Solved.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
As far as we know.
All right,
okay.
Good.
Amen. All right. And I guess the only real question in our house is, how is it that your mom is drinking so much coffee?
I don't see that. I think it's all in your imagination because I never see her drinking coffee.
You were down there yesterday morning. Now listen, I don't care about the price of coffee. I really don't. I let my mother-in-law drink all that she likes. We have a coffee machine that grounds up the beans when you press the button, and it gives you a nice big
cool
hot,
one, right? Yeah. It's a real high-tech one.
Nice cup of coffee. It was Monday that I replaced the grounds. Normally, when it's me drinking coffee, I got to do it like once a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
2 days, the thing is full. Absolutely full. I said to Frida, and I said with a smile on my face and a jokey tone in my voice, mm-hmm. I said, freaking mom's got a third leg. She is going to actually put us out of business with all this coffee consumption.
Keeps that energy up.
Right.
Have you asked her how much coffee she drinks?
No, I don't want to ask her. Why don't you ask her? She's your mom.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't even care.
Well, why don't you ask her?
But I don't care.
Is she there? Would you ask her for me?
Well, let me see. Hang on a second.
Put her in a room. You hear like the series of 15 locks being opened.
I hope you don't hear the sound of the handcuffs.
Oh, wait a minute. She's listening. So she's...
And the leg cuffs coming off.
What's she doing?
She's watching a movie.
Do you,
how much coffee do you drink? My husband's curious.
I drink 2 cups of half.
Two cups of coffee in the morning. Is that it?
Two a day.
Okay, well then, I don't know. But 2 cups. Good.
All right,
thank you. 2 cups.
Okay, well then the Easter Bunny must be coming in.
No, coffee fairy. It's the cat. That explains the peeing.
Yeah. But
they're little cups.
The hyper cat.
They're little cups. Are they little cups like your cup?
No, they're the small ones. She doesn't like, there's a double button on that machine. She's telling me she doesn't hit the double button.
Okay. All right. Fine. Then we've solved the cat riddle. We've mm-hmm. solved the coffee riddle.
The cat's drinking the coffee, too.
The cat is drinking the coffee. That's why she's peeing. That's why she's peeing. And, darling, how did you feel when Carrie Underwood won last night?
I was quite surprised. As a person who never watches that show, I had only gone on your say-so, and I must say, you aren't the guru I thought you were. You were my American Idol mentor, and you let me down.
Yeah, when that Dizzy Broad won.
Yeah.
Although I did have a good time, so look at her. She can't even be a pro. Look at that. She can't be a goddamn pro. She just won this show, and she's going to fall apart.
So that's what I thought. It was your guy. You wanted Bo, and if Bo didn't win, you were going to run Carrie down.
No, if Carrie...
You were disappointed.
If Carrie Underwood had come out and done a decent performance, like she just won the biggest thing of her life, I would have said, good for her.
She's everybody's next-door neighbor girl.
No. You had a bad attitude about that whole show. You didn't like all the hoopla ahead of time. You're complaining to me, who never watches it, like... I defend the show, which I don't, because I don't even watch it.
Oh, you're right. At about 8:10, when they started like showing the reruns of the old people that had sucked, I said to Frieda, this is like the Super Bowl, where they run 3 hours of crap for people who normally don't watch football.
I did say last night, you know, my God, how many commercials in the 2 days of this show? And I know we're nobody to talk on this show, but the fact is...
Sure we are, Mike.
Jesus. I mean, it was amazing.
We're proud to run almost... Well, do you want me to say that? Almost 20 minutes of commercials an hour.
It seems fair to me.
Proud.
Well, I like the way we cluster ours better.
Why don't you focus on the 40 minutes of content per hour?
Yeah, that's the thing. Your content in between the commercials is a little better than that is.
Okay, so you were not surprised. You were surprised. You were disappointed.
I was extremely surprised because I listened to you.
Would you buy a record from either of those people?
Sugar Bear, I don't even know. I don't even know the last time I bought a record, which is cute that you say that. So anyway.
Didn't we just buy you that Rob Thomas record?
That's not a record.
Okay, excuse me, compact disc. Compact disc.
I like calling them records.
The last time I bought a 45.
Okay.
To play on your phonograph?
All right, get out of here. I'll see you later. I love you.
I love you too.
Goodbye.
Carrie Underwood is the girl next door if you live next door to a trailer park.
Yeah, and I don't want my neighbors on TV.
I like her, guys. She stands alone, Mike.
I think she's cute.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You can put my surly neighbor on TV.
I think she's got the face like of a blow-up doll.
Hey, you don't think she's attractive?
Her mouth is open all the time?
She doesn't always look surprised.
She's going to go either one way or the other.
She's
going to take the weight off, or she's going to, she's going to go down into the annals of, hey, she was cute when, like child actors. I think she has the potential to grow up and slim down a little bit and look even better than
she
looks right
now. Do you feel as good about that as you do about your prediction that The Rock will be a major motion picture star?
Maybe they'll do a picture together.
I said Carrie was going
to
win.
But you know what? I think she needed to win more because I think Bice will do okay on his own. Mm-hmm. And if she did not
Bice.
Win,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't have done anything.
But. Andrew Bice Clay.
Yo!
Oh! Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm so pissed at that. Man, we were in San Francisco at a restaurant, and they actually changed the name of one of their dishes for Bice to win. Bice-a-roni. Hey, Mike. Hey, yeah.
No, you. I'm sorry.
Don't let him get away with it.
No, you're not allowed.
Yeah.
No.
Hello. I like the Hey, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mike. I got my joke in. Hey, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, last night when she came up there and she won, they printed... Carrie across the back of the big screen.
Yeah.
How many people like me were thinking, where's the bucket of blood?
Oh, God. Hey.
What an interesting thought that is.
I only wish I would have thought of that.
All of a sudden, she looks to the right, looks to the left. The doors of the Kodak Theater slam shut and lock.
Yeah, and then Bo Bice turns into Satan.
Thank you for the call. That's a good call. I know I've mentioned this countless times before, but that's the first movie, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie that I ever saw that made me jump out of my chair.
When the hand came up
at the end, I mean, because nobody had hit me to that. I mean, you know, back then you would go to the movies, nobody would tell you if anything good. It was like, whoa!
Yeah. First movie that did that to me, and I still remember it, was a movie called Count Yorga Vampire. And at the very end, the two people that have, like, fought all the vampires,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't realize that she, or it's vice versa, but I think it's that she has turned into a vampire,
yeah.
and he drops the cross. And he, like, breathes a sigh of relief, and he turns towards her, and all of a sudden she goes, ah! And the whole screen, she comes at you and fills up the whole screen,
wow.
and that's the first movie that really made me jump. The other one was a Friday the 13th movie. For me, it was Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, that freaked me out.
That's when you go, but when you look at kids, you know, when you're a kid, a lot of movies freak you out.
Wonka.
Yeah, Wonka would scare you if you're a little kid.
Yep.
Or if you're a big man, who remembers what it was like?
Here's sorry for Walker. Cost him a fortune in fudge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Regarding American Idol last night, does it make me a bad American Idol watcher if I call somebody on the East Coast to tell me who won at 7 o'clock on the West Coast?
No, absolutely.
My buddy, I called my buddy in Jersey, and I told him, I said, dude, you just got to tell me who won, because I don't want to sit through the hell of commercials.
Good for you.
And sure enough, he's like, the girl won!
Now, that's what I used to hate about living on the West Coast. At least, thank God, sports and stuff are right. Live. But they used to even delay, like, the Emmy Awards and
sure.
Stuff.
But see, I think you could make money off that, making a bet, couldn't you? You could make a bar bet with that. Say, you know, on who's going to win.
Make a bar bet if you were betting with an idiot.
Well, exactly. Well, you know. Who else do you bet with?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. In regards to American Idol programming.
Well, hold on. Your phone is like the worst we've heard today. Please start again.
Well, okay. Sorry. Buzz.
Yes.
Did you watch the finale of Lost last night?
I did. What do you think?
Oh, well, I kind of felt let down, but then I realized that the second season is just going to be twice as good.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It was a cliffhanger, but it was good.
I'm lost.
An amazing show.
I'm lost.
I thought the best part of the Lost finale was the opening where they did the Beach Boys medley. Am I confused?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Hello there, Don.
That's what they did on American Idol.
Mike Show.
No, I haven't watched that.
All right.
Hello.
I taped it. Don't tell me who won.
I watched the Amber Fry movie last night.
What network was that on?
It was great. Because I've been writing a letter campaign to NBC to get that chick with the horse face from the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying, there's got to be a role for her. And finally, there she was. She's the perfect Amber Fry.
Amazing. She was like an Amber Fry's twin, though. She seriously was. Yeah.
And I did flip on that show when American Idol was over. And you know the stuff that they had that is true, like about Scott Peterson calling her? To see it played out, I found it disturbing and entertaining. And what an idiot the guy is. They show him.
Oh, the guy is an amazing, not only a pathological liar, but a bad one.
He's sitting in his pickup truck. He's eating a hamburger. He's got the National Enquirer next to her. Next to him. He's on the telephone with Amber Fry. He's in Modesto, California. She's like in Sacramento.
Right.
And she says, where are you at? He says, I'm in Belgium. Boy, it's great. Europe is really great.
Yeah, just lying through his teeth. But it also speaks to her, you know, her smarts that she didn't pick up on it.
Then she says something like, I heard that there was going to be something in one of the tabloids. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He's looking right down, right by his hamburger in the car is the National Enquirer. This is, where is Lacey Peterson?
Did he lie about being in Europe after she found out about the woman? Isn't that when he lied about that? Because that's when he was actually plotting to kill her, I think.
I think the timeline is that he was at, on Christmas Eve maybe, he was at a candlelight vigil.
Right.
And he called her and said he was in Paris.
Yeah, amazing.
And the Eiffel Tower was spectacular. Yeah.
What I remember is that she said, where in Paris? And he went, near the Eiffel Tower.
Near the Eiffel Tower.
That's where I am.
Somewhere near that big tall thing.
You've seen it.
That you see in the postcard.
Yeah, so I stumbled on that for a second last night.
She was a spitting image for Amber Fry, which is kind of scary. Amber.
She is. And, you know, on the West Wing, she's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if she's in the list of West Wing people that I would do.
Right. Who would you do? Would you do that Amber or the Amber that's Boston Rob's Amber?
Boston Rob's Amber.
Yeah, Boston mm-hmm. Rob's Amber's got it going on.
But anytime we're doing West Wing, who would you do?
Mm-hmm.
It always starts and ends with Alice and Janney.
Oh, really? Alice and Janney? See, I'm a Stockard Channing
man.
See,
Mike, you don't get my sarcasm.
Oh, really?
It was dripping out of my mouth.
You were being sarcastic?
Are you kidding?
Well, when I'm talking about Stockyard Channing,
listen,
I'm down with Stockyard.
If I want to make love to Dick Van Dyke wearing a wig, okay, then I'll be there with...
Who was his old secretary?
The press secretary.
Mrs. Habersham or whatever the lady was.
Not Lily Tomlin.
No,
you mean the one before Lily Tomlin?
Martin Sheen's secretary on the West Wing, who I think retired. Yeah, Mrs. Habersham. She's turned up in some other shows.
It's not Habersham, though. It's
another
name.
Something like that, though.
But you've always liked the Janney Fanny.
Janney Fanny. Man, explore every nook and cranny of Janney.
Yeah, see the link.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How's it today?
How's it?
I'm wondering if you paid attention to the presentation of those automobiles to Carrie and Bo.
You know, I thought Ford really screwed up a beautiful opportunity, not to give them a free commercial, But I think those Mustangs are sharp as hell.
Yeah.
And they gave those two idiots two of the hottest cars, and they never even identified what they were. It was just they could have been Yugos. You know, here are your brand new cars.
Didn't they just say convertibles?
They didn't even say Ford.
They didn't say Ford. They didn't say what they were. And the picture of the two cars behind them, it was a real fuzzy outline.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as they're concerned, they could have been getting a Focus.
Yeah, they could have certainly gotten a little more bang for their buck.
Did they say that it was the cars that were pictured? Or are they just illustration purposes?
You know they didn't say anything.
They didn't, Rob.
Ford didn't pony up.
Hey, you're not getting the Mustang. You're getting the Tempo.
It's a Matador.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, is it just me or is Coach Jim Gibbs looking more like Jim Baker every day?
Is who?
Jim Gibbs, you know, the coach of the Redskins.
Jim
Gibbs. That's so sad.
Did you really call the coach of the Redskins Jim Gibbs?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah, and it's not going to work.
Yeah, we're out.
Bye-bye.
All right, then.
Right. Tell your mama we said hi.
She loves you.
Yeah, we know that. You don't have to tell us that.
Sometimes twice.
Correct.
Ma!
There you go.
Flat. Back to the drawing board. We caught him.
Try to prepare something else.
That was a Joe Mama call.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Mike.
I got the perfect personalized license plate in honor of your fat boy.
Okay.
It's GB on FB.
Golden Boy on
Fat Boy.
GBOFB.
Right.
Okay, Mike's going to run right out and get that.
I'm going to do that right now. I've had a bad experience with vanity plates. The last one I had was about 15, 16, 17 years ago.
Fly, baby.
With Fly, baby, because we were doing a joke on the show about Bob Hope saying it, and every cop that I went by thought it meant I like to speed.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I was a moron.
Sometimes I see license plates like Love Six Pack.
Yeah.
And why don't you just put a sign on your car that says there's a good chance I'm going to be drunk driving?
That's about abs.
Love six pack.
Talking about his abs.
That's right.
Mine says question all authority.
Yeah, question authority.
But that's why.
I'll tell you the ones that just piss me off.
Which
and
one?
I know that there are the goddamn suburban desperate housewives with their hearts in the right places. But first off, when you've got the license plate that says kids first.
Right.
And okay, I'm all right with that. You want the fans? It's got the two little hand prints, like the kid with the paint, and you know, it's like the S is backwards. But then it always says something like chauffeur mom or mom taxi. You know, those are the cars that seriously I just want to run off the road.
Yeah, there was a mommy like that. This is a motorcycle story. Buzz, I think you and I got this story together. They were talking about they were riding, you know, one of these major rides where you have hundreds of motorcycles that are going side by side, and they were narrow enough to get down into this emergency lane getting off an exit, and this mommy in a minivan pulled out. You know how people do that?
Yeah.
They pulled out. Well, she didn't realize that all the motorcycles did was in a solid line. They went, instead of side by side, two by two, they went in a straight line, run right back at each other, and every one of them took the helmet off, and the lady's car was pretty much taken care of by the time they got by it. They actually took out a window of the lady. It was I don't think these were like your friendly weekend people.
No.
These guys wearing jackets that said Angels on them.
These guys took their helmets off and threw their helmets at the lady's car?
I think it was like the Hell's Angels.
And dented her car.
When are you going to do that?
I'm never going to do that.
Did you do that today?
No. If I did that, I'd fall. Off the motorcycle.
I know it's normally a race with Mike, just a race with himself to see if he can leave faster than he left the day before.
Right.
But tonight, because you have the cycle, would you wait till we all leave so we can watch you get on and drive it away?
Tonight, I mean, I have to because you got to kind of warm it up. So, I mean, I'll be down there. And it's more of a preparation thing. I can't do the jump and fly, you know, that I did before. But I was pretty excited today. I was pretty excited riding in there. And it was a gorgeous day for it.
You should have left it running.
Absolutely.
Then it'd be ready to go.
It was fun showing all you boys my hog.
The best part was when we get done looking at my motorcycle, which is really spectacular, and it's got these little lights like, you said it's like a
security system.
Alarm
system.
Theft deterrent thing.
Right.
The lights keep going on,
mm-hmm.
and they're not stopping, and Mike just turns and looks and goes, I hope it stops soon. It's trying to tell me something.
It's communicating with me, and then John Norman said, well, that's the battery's going to be dead. And then I got all concerned.
Now, will it start without a battery?
yes, Rob.
I mean, it's
what you do is you just get a good twig, and then you rub it between your hands.
No, because I know that some motorcycles you start by stepping on the thing,
no.
Right?
Oh, no. This is electric ignition.
That's right.
This is,
could you get that as an option?
A step, a kickstart is what they call it.
Like Steve McQueen had. In a great race. The
Great Escape.
Great Escape. I'm sorry.
Not many of those left.
I have that on my Caprice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Incidentally, and Mike's bike is, I love the chrome.
Mm-hmm. It's all chrome.
You should get one of those girls down there, one of those girls from down the hall, because I heard that she could suck the chrome
off a bumper.
But boy, that thing is full of chrome.
Shiny.
I ain't kidding you.
Yeah. Do you know, seriously, it's the chrome on that compared to what you can put on, that's what the big thing with these
things.
How
can you possibly keep that clean, though? I mean, if you like ride it on the, even on the interstate every day on the freeway?
I think it'd be a lot of polishing. But I'm good at that motion. I've had lots of practice. Polishing.
How clean do you think Mike will keep that motorcycle?
Can he hire it out? Would you hire someone to like detail it once in a while?
Is someone interested that I'm looking at?
Not me. I'm sloppy by nature.
Would you like to come out? Yeah, but I know you like money. Yes.
You love money.
Come out and polish my bike. No, of course I'll keep it clean.
I think
I'm not going to ride it that often. It's all about how much. If I rode it to work every day, it'd be a different story.
Because it's not like a car. Because a car you can keep kind of clean, and people will look at, oh, it needs a car wash or something. That thing's got so much chrome on it, and I was afraid
compared to some bikes, that's almost the stock amount of chrome that's on there. I mean, it's really not compared. There, you can put so much more on there, like all the black bars that you saw on it can be. You can put chrome on that.
Don't let Julie Foreman see it.
But I'm getting that.
Because I heard that.
Right, and the chrome
that thing
right
with the chrome.
Off.
Julie saw it when I pulled in today. Julie was coming out to her car. She came over to it.
Was she on her knees?
I actually had one exhaust pipe was all chrome. That's the one that's all black now.
No kidding.
Chrome sucked, completely gone.
She sucked all the chrome right off it.
Amazing.
Hello.
From 2 feet away.
Dan?
Yeah.
Don and Mike, thank you for waiting, Dan.
No problem. I was just calling the secretary of Martin Sheen. Her name was Doris Landingham.
Mrs. Landingham?
I love they wrote off the show by killing her in a car accident.
There
that's
you go. Right, Mrs.
Right
Landingham.
On. Right on.
But she's got a landing strip.
Oh, that now, that's...
Is that where you draw the line?
No. I'll discuss it with you.
To a point.
I'll discuss it with you.
And speaking of ham.
Landingham.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I just hope Mike spends more time with his hog than he did with his pony.
Well, it wasn't my pony, sir. It wasn't pony.
He bought the pony for his kids.
Right. And the kids kind of lost interest in it.
Right. Maybe you should put chrome on her shoes.
Hey, I see the pony.
Dan, what's your name?
Jay. Jay. Hey, I was actually wondering, Don, if you were going to log any time with the Adam West show tonight, the ultimate superheroes, supervillains, supervictims show.
I'm TiVoing it on Bravo, only because I TiVo whenever something Batman comes on. I feel bad for Adam West because he's doing the voiceover. You know, hi, this is Adam West, Bruce Wayne, of course, Batman. Of course. Join me tonight for the top 10 villains.
I never met a girl like this. They are
Amanda. I'll TiVo it. I love Batman. I love Adam West. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, hold on 1 second, my friend.
I never met a girl like you. They are Miranda.
Batman.
Miranda.
Adam West.
I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
See how it's got like the Batman do-do-do-do-do kind of in the middle of it?
Yes, very weird.
Miranda.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes.
Yes, hello there.
Yeah,
Don and
how
Mike.
Are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to let you guys know, I love your show. This is the first time I've called. You guys lift my spirits. I've been with you for years and years and years. And the thing I wanted to let you guys know is yesterday, Beth really did take two baths because remember she told you she let the water out and then refilled it again for the second bath.
Are you talking about Beth Ann?
Yeah, I was shocked that lady didn't call you on it, but she didn't have a clue that she did take two baths.
I've been thinking about that since yesterday.
Oh, you mean, He's not the only one.
What are we talking about exactly?
Hair water.
Beth Ann's bath.
The hair water.
She showers in the morning. She bathes in the evening, but she takes actually two baths in the evening simultaneously.
That's right.
This refers to the trivia question.
Yes.
Yeah, at the end of the show. Yeah. That the answer could have really been...
Hair water.
What, three?
Could have been three.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
All right, good.
All righty. Have a great one.
Thank you. Let's all take a moment, though, and just think about Beth Ann, Mick Runaway Bride, hair water.
Hair water. Drink that hair water.
Hi, this is Michael Jordan, professional basketball player. Maybe you've seen my ads for Gatorade. You know what really quenches my thirst? Beth Ann, Runaway McBride, hair water.
It's the best hair water I've ever tasted.
I love the commercial where you're actually sweating the hair water.
Hi, this is Lance Armstrong. Have you seen my armbands? You know what keeps me going now? Beth Ann, McRunaway Bride, hair water.
Hair water is great, and it comes in different flavors.
And they all talk like this, because it's hair water.
Hair water. Enjoy it and ask for it by name. Beth Ann Runaway McBride's hair water.
Hi, this is Venus Williams. When I'm playing tennis and get thirsty, I want Beth Ann McRunaway Bride hair water.
I'm Jeff Gordon. Every time I win a race, I celebrate with a big glass of hair water.
Yum, yum. Mmm.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. Sure can get thirsty out there on the 17th hole. That's why I like my ice-cold hair water from Beth Ann McBride.
How are you? I'm Alex Rodriguez. When I get done playing a baseball game, there's nothing that quenches my thirst like a big goblet of hair water.
Mmm, tasty. Hi, this is Jock Chirac. I know that France is famous for Evian, but I found a new water that all of us Frenchies love. Beth Ann McRunaway Bride, hair water.
It's great to steal a slogan.
Hair water.
And over in France, you got a lot of that happening.
Oh, yeah, but it's not shaved. It's just falls out into the hair water.
Falls right out into the hair water.
Hair water.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, we're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike. Mike, you there?
Yes, sir.
Mike, did your mommy follow you in the pickup truck today?
No. You mean like how I drove it home with somebody watching me in the back?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know, I was just being safe. What's wrong with that? It was the first time ever on a motorcycle, ass hat.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Will the interest in the motorcycle last longer than your interest in your boats? I'll hang up and listen 90 seconds into the future for your answer.
It's not 90 seconds. Yeah. It's down to 20 seconds now.
And what do you mean the boats? Are you there? He's gone.
See, I am there.
Mike, he means your fleet.
What fleet?
Your fleet of yachts. Fleet of
boats. I was on the boat this year already. I've been out in it.
Oh, it's 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Thank you.
40 seconds.
I'm really feeling that I'm not getting the love for this motorcycle. I'm getting what I think is, the fact is, I'm just cool. I'm too cool for school. And people can't handle it. Those guys, they hate me because I'm beautiful. And the fact is, I'll take the motorcycle down to the boat and then drive
the pony.
To the pony and ride the pony to my jet. There you go. Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, my ass-headed friends.
Hi there.
So, Michael, your daughters like to receive expensive gifts and grow quickly tired of them. Did they get that from Laura or you?
Wow.
Wow, Jesus
what
Christ,
what the hell
everybody.
Is wrong with you?
Back off, please. Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Next one's gonna make me mad. Hello? Well, maybe you scared somebody off.
Yeah. Now he's afraid to speak.
No, okay. That line just went gorging on us. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all got a high-octane, high-malt liquor version of that hair water for the brothers?
Hair water.
We like our liquor hot, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. I bet you can get Shaquille O'Neal out there to promote that stuff for you, homie.
Shaquille O'Neal promoting.
Actually, since Don is a black man himself, he can promote it.
Thank you, my brother.
Right, Don.
Thank you, damn, my brother.
I heard you talking about that DNA test. You already know your brother, so you might as well become a brother yourself.
Okay. All right, brother. We'll see you later.
Peace, my man.
Okay, right.
Word to your mother.
Thanks for not criticizing me about my motorcycle.
Thanks so much, like all the other white men were.
Thanks so much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My brother.
Hello. Be ye white devil or black brother, or perhaps somewhere in between, the rainbow of colors that make up our world.
Hello, Kaleidoscope Man.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I hear breathing.
I know this already. I can identify this.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike.
White, possibly inbred.
Yeah. Who's going to give me crap about the motorcycle? I know it's going to happen because this is a dumbass.
Hey, Mike.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, listen.
No, hold on a second. Did you hear what I said?
Okay.
Before you even start, I have identified you correctly, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is going to be something about the motorcycle.
Yeah, it is.
And you are...
It might be helpful.
No, I don't think it's going to be helpful. I think it's going to be diminishing and destructive and cruel and nasty.
Why don't you just hear it real quick?
No, yeah. Why don't you kiss my ass?
No.
See, as I said, I've reached the limit on ass hats like you.
Look, I just wanted to tell you can start.
All right, you know what? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. I have been completely unfair. I overreacted, and now I will let you say what you want to say about the motorcycle. Go ahead.
Hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You can start the bike.
Thank you, Don. See, Don hits the button. We work like that. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I think he may have wanted to tell you something. I don't know if he was going to bust your balls or not.
I don't care. No. Had to do a preemptive strike, Don. I mean, I've gotten four in a row.
Don't worry, you're talking to the king of paranoia here.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
Asshat.
I don't think we should take any more calls.
Whether it was good or bad, whether it was good or bad, they're out to get me.
And now we know we don't want any calls that are diminishing.
Yes, diminishing. Yes, diminishing.
That's
the term.
That is
the term.
No, now why are you piling on?
I'm not. I'm just glad we put a label on.
I can hit you.
Yeah, but no, well, he hit me yesterday.
I'll hit you with my helmet.
Oh, you'll break a windshield.
You know, and as a matter of fact,
what?
Since none of you have seen this,
are you going to put your helmet on?
And since we are really understanding the comedic value of this motorcycle, because it is not cool, it's still me. Let me make you laugh right now.
Oh, he's going to put his helmet on.
There you go. You know what you're looking at?
A retard.
It's impossible to be cool with this.
Put the thing down.
Yeah.
Put the visor down. There you go.
Ninja! Face shield.
Adamant.
Now it sounds difficult to hear me.
Now it's easier.
Now it's difficult. Now it's easier.
You know,
difficult?
Really...
Easier. Difficult? Easier.
I really know that.
Yeah!
That's...
Come on in, Joe!
I know
you love it!
That's really for your protection.
Yes.
But I do think that in this particular case, it would be worth the risk of possible brain damage. Maybe you should ride the bike without a helmet.
I think, I should break all federal laws and state laws and wear just like a bandana or something like that. Because now you got to do the safety thing. That's
Hold
right.
on. We got to do this right here because we are, look at that, later than we were yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Now the axis of the world going backwards. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to, it's going to be yesterday, tomorrow, soon.
I only have one thing to say.
What?
Hair water.
Gotta break. See right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, General. The General.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And got another trip to Vegas to give away today. It's a trip a day in the month of May, courtesy of FlyEye.com, Independence Air. Don't forget your happy bag with Independence Air now flying to Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. All right. Independence Air, current time, 4:02 on the East Coast. Current temperature in our studio, 83.
And mungy.
Mm-hmm.
Very mungy.
Yeah.
Cooler outside.
Very locker roomy.
Yeah, it doesn't take long with large men breathing a lot of air,
crotch pot cooking.
Equipment, you know, running hot.
Correct. I think we maybe need to do what they did like in the old mines. I think we need the canary.
To see if the canary lives because there might be some sort of methane.
Get one of those like
pocket of gas.
Do one of those like crab trap things that we'll put a bird in to see if he lives or not.
I'll get David Canary.
David Canary from All My Children.
Hold on. Step up for a second, Rob. Don't go anywhere. Who are you on the phone with? You? With your wife?
I don't know. Someone called during the break. God, I hope nothing's wrong.
Well, if it was your wife,
yes,
you could ask her a question.
Yes?
This is something I've wanted to bring up all week on the show. Actually, a couple things about Rob and Rob's family.
Oh, good.
Rob's wife.
Carrie, my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a reason I'm playing this
Don't
music.
Don't get my hopes up.
And it's not, not because what Rob wants to do.
Uh-huh.
It was a thought that Carrie had when she was in church.
Yeah, she came home from church. I stayed home this week because I'm a heathen. And she said that the anthem was How Great Thou Art. And it was a long anthem, and her mind was wandering, and she started thinking about funerals. And she said that while she was in church, she was trying to figure out who my pallbearers would be.
Wow.
You know, that to me, that's right out of the Frida book. When Rob told me that one, I said,
wow.
Did she get a prompt on that from Frida? And Rob said, no, this is like independent. Cause,
very know, similar, though, because I know Frida for a long time was...
With the insurance
getting,
thing and
getting
everything.
Life insurance. You got, what, now about 30 different life insurance policies?
Listen, if I die immediately, my wife's going to own a small country.
And so, I was shocked, naturally, and then I asked who she came up with, and she said, well, I had trouble coming up with six. I said, thanks.
Wow.
She said that, of course, my buddy Brad,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, that'd be great. And she said, and then Don, Mike, and Buzz, mm-hmm. but probably not Mike because he's got a bad back. And I said,
I'm off the hook then.
Only if you want to be.
No, I want to. Of course, I'd want to be there.
And
sure,
she said, and then she said, you know, it's we're gonna have to come up with some more. If Mike's not there, then maybe Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, Joe would probably say, forget it. And so,
she was giving us a lot of serious.
I said, how
in
long
church?
How long was this anthem? And she's really going in deep. And I said, and you know, I don't want to complicate things, but I'm not slight. You're probably going to need to go eight.
No.
And I'd really hate to think that we have to, I don't think it's right for you to go to relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think relatives are supposed to do their own mourning.
They're okay.
Yeah. So I need to come up with three or four guys to carry my torch.
I think the rule is, I was a pallbearer at an uncle's funeral. I think distant. Like if you're like a second cousin once removed.
That'd be all right?
Yeah. My Uncle Bill Sheehan, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
But nice to know that your wife is sitting in the Lord's home.
She was genuinely thinking it through, and she had not only the original ideas, but how she was arguing it with herself.
Wow. Have you thought about hers?
What? Oh,
her
yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You just need one person to carry that vase. And there she is on the mantle. There she is.
To be honest, it's not even going to be a vase or a coffin. It's going to be wrapped up in a carpet.
That's
right, Rob?
No, it's going to be one. It's going to be ceremonial
mm-hmm.
because they will never find the body.
Right, exactly.
So memorial service. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can put a shoebox in there.
Sure, and I'll light a candle.
Sure you will.
I mean, it won't be unsomber.
Light a candle so you can set the house on fire.
That's nice
right.
to know, though, that that's, your wife is there in God's house. She's on God's mm-hmm. dime and sitting there thinking, when Rob dies, who will be carrying the box with his body?
It's heavy duty.
It is. More than
scary a little bit.
Well, yeah.
You know, you talk about, you make all these comments on the show. Do you ever think that maybe she's reacting to it subconsciously and on some level, perhaps she's plotting a preemptive strike?
She's too bright to let it go if that's the case. I'll never see it coming. Because if nothing else, she's crafty.
This is delicious coffee.
Hold on, don't go far, Rob. I got another thing about your family. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. The funniest moment on American Idol last night, except for the gay retard who was in love with David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that was my favorite moment.
And listen, you know what else was good, really? I don't know if this is what you're going to say, and I'm sorry if it is, but that that like thing that they did on Primetime Live.
Yeah.
They did a satire on it.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I thought it was so well done that it was that Mad TV or somebody must have mm-hmm. come in and said to them, we'll fix this for you.
Wow.
Let us make this funny.
Perfectly done.
Because it was pretty good.
I thought the funniest part had to be when they pulled out the marionettes of the Hall & Oates corpses. Flopping around in the chairs.
Yeah. They did look feebed.
Yeah.
They look totally feebed, and they're just like going,
yeah, there were a lot of losers there last night.
It was fun.
Poor Hall & Oates. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
great license plate story for you.
A license plate story?
Right.
A vanity plate.
Okay.
I was driving behind this little sports car, and the license plate said, IMBLND. And for a good 30 seconds, I swear to God, I thought I was driving behind a blonde person or a blind person.
I am blind.
I am blind.
I am blonde.
Absolutely scared of my life. About this moment.
That's worthy of a chime.
Are you blonde?
I am blonde.
Yeah, that makes it better. That's a good tip in.
Of course she's blonde. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, I'll carry your casket for you.
Now, look, you got a ton of, I bet all these calls are people want to carry your body, Rob. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Is this another guy for Rob?
Yeah, well, I not only will volunteer to help carry the casket, but I also cut open the side of the house and bring the forklift to get them out.
Now, what's to say I don't die of cancer and lose a lot of weight?
Particularly, Rob, I've been on the receiving end. They're a particularly hostile group today.
Now,
the warm weather bringing it out, I think.
This is where we're going to show the soft, wonderful side of
Rob. Oh, good. The cuddly side.
Thank you.
Because, you know, he did force himself on Carrie at least twice during their marriage. They have two kids.
Right.
Wonderful kids. And Julia's four and a half now?
She's four and a half. She'll be five at Christmas.
Wow. So. And this is a joke from Julia. You know, because this is Julia.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You know, thank God that we have a child to fill the Bart/Cody role now.
Yeah, thank you.
On the show now that he's gone to college. Rob is graciously. Mike's always helped his kids out in the theater.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for picking up the slack. I appreciate that.
Rob's kids are now being worked into the show as our featured performers.
Right.
They get older, my grandkids will fill that.
There you go, from all over the country. Uh-huh. And it's a Julia joke on a cell phone, right?
She actually says, now whether or not she did this, I don't know. She says she made this up.
Oh, really? Well, now, why would she lie? She's four and a half.
No, she's my child. She'll take credit for another person's joke.
Okay, let's hear your, if you still got it on your cell phone?
Do you know my number offhand?
Yeah.
And then you'll hear the dial, of course, the ringtone.
Like I don't have it memorized. 1-888-LOVE-8-OFF.
With all due respect, Rob, we take credit for a lot of your jokes.
Well,
it's the way it kind of works.
Hey, did you kind of got
that reversed.
Did you see the Michael Jackson thing about the trial, that when they were going through the that's your phone ring. When they were going through the videography.
Rob, the timeline.
Of his actual place. No, they were showing they were showing each room in Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
One wall had all kinds of Hitler, strictly Hitler paraphernalia.
Wow.
And next to
what, in Michael Jackson's house?
Yes. And next to it was a collection of Three Stooges paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I just read that today.
God, he
just...
Famous comedian.
Where's today's post? If somebody gives me today's post.
You know, if he jumps off a bridge or something, he's going to be the next Elvis, because he will continue to give and give and give.
Do we have the Washington Post here today?
They'll be finding stuff for years.
Okay, we got Julia. Here we go.
Message from... phone number 70.
No.
That would be
no problem, Rob.
That would be bad.
La 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 la.
May 23rd at 1:52 p.m.
All right, here's Julia.
Daddy, hi. I have to tell you a joke that I learned nowhere. Why did a spider get on the computer? Because it wanted to make a website.
Ah.
Isn't that so funny? Tell it on the show today.
Oh, there she's got the bug.
Hi, I love you.
Robert's going to say I know.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
For Daddy.
Yeah.
Do we raise?
That's good.
That's good. Let's save it. What do we press to save it, Rob?
7-0.
Oh, I hope it's saved. Hi, Joe.
You can tell that's Rob's kid because she laughs at her own joke and says, "That's so funny."
Joe.
Like her dad.
Well, sometimes you have to remind Joe when the punchline is.
Here's the,
everybody's boy. It's coming in here now.
It's the heat.
Yep.
Is that the
I love Robert on that. Where it's like, hey.
That's his voice.
Oh, I love little kids that have that raspy voice.
Hold on, here we go.
He is a riot. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, no, it is.
I know.
It is. And Julia is hilarious.
Oh, she is a funny kid.
What was she doing the other day when I was on the phone? Oh, I'm on the phone with Rob the other night, and I hear clear as bell. I'm used to hearing Rob's kids scream and yell in the background.
And my wife.
Julia comes in. Daddy, daddy's. I'm on the phone right now. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Robert's in the other room with a Sharpie, and I just can't stop him, Daddy. And I just said, no, I'll call you back.
He's just drawing on the carpeting.
It looks like someone took about 3 yards of black string and just sprinkled it on the floor.
Oh, it's my boy.
And he looks up, and he's got that look because he knows I'm about to yell.
Right.
And he's just like, nah.
He's doing his job.
He's gone. He's thumbs.
All right, here's what I read today about Jacko. Playing a 19-minute video tour of Neverland for jurors, the defense pointed out 22 clocks on the grounds, blah, 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 blah. The camera also lingered on Jackson's multi-million volume library, where evil and ludicrous collide. He has a stunning collection of Hitler's SS sharing shelf space with a collection of Three Stooges scripts.
Wow.
Do you know that?
So what kind does he have, like, is it written material or is it...
Now, I read, because this was in the Washington Post, so I did a Google search, and I'm just after this off the top of my head, that he has
memorabilia.
He has iron crosses, he has pictures of Hitler, he has the swastika, and next to it, he has original Three Stooges scripts.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew he liked you.
What idiots they were for calling Jay Leno as a defense witness. That worked out.
You knew he'd do that. No, it wasn't that big a deal. Yeah.
It wasn't like Chris Tucker. I guess Chris Tucker got up there and just laid out everything from Michael Jackson, and then
I feel this isn't right. This isn't right, my guy. You better be careful. I feel this thing is bad news.
Yeah. I mean, it's Chris Tucker. Yeah, he's talking about
That's right, Jay.
Yeah. I didn't see nothing. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him he's bad news. This lady's trying to end it.
Yeah.
Great movie he's ever been in.
Really? How many movies you been in?
A lot of movies. I'm all the same character.
Yeah.
Two. Three.
Rush Hour.
Four.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. And that woman, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
What's that for me?
Jay Leno.
Weren't you? Wasn't Chris Tucker in Pulp Fiction?
Was he in Pulp Fiction?
Or Jackie Brown? One of those. I think he's a guy that Sam Jackson shoots in the back of the Cadillac.
He just signed a huge contract, like a 4-picture deal, and they made a big deal over it in the trades because he's only really been in 3 movies.
That's right.
Hey Buzz, would you do an IMDb on him?
I'm on it. Yeah.
And see if he's been in either Jackie Brown or Pulp Fiction or one of those.
Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction.
Chris Tucker.
Better be baby.
Mother Tucker.
Make sure it's not Forrest Tucker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's very good, too.
Hello.
I was thinking that the connection between the Hitler memorabilia and the Three Stooges is the Boy Scouts. Because I always thought that the Boy Scouts were a combination of Nazis and Three Stooges. So, you know, we know what Michael would want to do with Boy Scouts.
I'm really glad you figured it out.
I believe, Doctor, that analysis is shared by only you.
Actually, the connection would be those Three Stooges shorts where Mo pretended to be Hitler.
Hello. Which were funny.
Very funny.
There's Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it?
Hey. How's it?
How's it? Hey, I was wondering when Mike stuck his helmet on, if he...
Yeah, I'm like, sir? Sir?
Yeah.
First of all, hey, yo, pal, I'm here. I'm in the studio. You're speaking to a room with me in it. If you're going to address me directly!
I was wondering if you look like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
I do. To be honest with you, no, because really, that is the rap that I have on this helmet. I put this helmet on, and it's too bulbous.
It's
too bulbous.
And that is when the Flintstones died.
You hated the Flintstones after Gazoo.
When they brought the Great Gazoo, I knew that they had run out of bedrock ideas.
Yes. I don't think I have an unusually bulbous head. Why does the helmet sit so high on my head? That's my problem.
Protection.
Huh?
Protection. It's got lots of padding.
You looked cooler in your helmet than I did.
Well, of course.
Of course. Okay. I will point out that I rode mine to work first.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as the Michael Jackson thing and Hitler.
Yeah.
It was reported about, I think it was 6 years ago, that's why he wore the... patch on his arm. It's like sometimes red, sometimes white.
No, I've seen that. Wow. I thought that was a Farrakhan move. I thought that Louis F. was behind that.
No, he had a fascination with Hitler and some of his
not beliefs, but some of his clothes and so forth.
Yeah,
and
he did also steal a lot of dance moves from Hitler.
Yeah, he doesn't really line up with Hitler politically, but as far as his wardrobe... But
they both moonwalk similarly.
Yeah, he got the nice double-breasted.
Yeah, all right. Even so, it appears I am walking forward, I am moving backwards.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. All right, so he killed millions of people, but I mean, but look at his clothes.
Well, Jay, does that bother you?
Yeah, no.
You're polishing that up.
I got a motorcycle, Mike. I go home.
There'll be a little, I'd say something in your envelope.
I got a motorcycle, Mike. Yeah, I'm Jay Leno. Yeah.
Jay, don't you have like 50 of them?
Yeah.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Speak to us.
Yes, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you know, it's weird. It's like Michael Jackson's library is like the Don and Mike show. Three Stooges scripts and Hitler propaganda.
Yeah, his library is like that.
His library. That would have been fine if it wasn't library.
Yeah, that's too bad. Now you're dead. You have to go home in an ambulance. Hope you go by the library, though. Buzz, did you find Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker's been in 10 movies. It started for him in 1994 with House Party 3.
House Party 3!
But he was also in Dead Presidents, The Fifth Element, Jackie Brown, which is the one you were asking about.
Jackie Brown.
All three Rush Hour movies.
Yeah. I'm very excited about all the movies I've been in, Jay.
Isn't the third Rush Hour movie not out yet?
But it's in production right now, and he's in that one, too.
I love Jackie Chan.
That was in a movie? Yeah, with Pam Marie.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is it Traffic School?
Ever seen that movie on HBO with Jay Leno?
No.
Jay Leno, who's wearing a sport coat like Simon Cowell wore the other night.
Yeah. And Simon Cowell does not look right in a sport coat.
And Jay, don't forget you were in American Hot Wax.
Yeah. Jay was playing a thug.
Yeah. Alan Freed,
Okay, hold on a second. What, that wasn't Chris Tucker? What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that it wasn't Chris Tucker that was in Pulp Fiction. It was
But I believe, sir, that I had said either Pulp Fiction or Jackie Brown, and it was in Jackie Brown.
Yes.
And it was the scene where, we just got out of the joint, and Sam Jackson goes to get his bond, mm-hmm. and then talks him into getting in the trunk of the car, and they play Starberry Letter, mm-hmm. 23,
right.
by Brothers Johnson, and then he takes out a gun and just shoots his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a smart man when it comes to a lot of things, but something like that, trust me, I'm freaking Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's Jackie Brown, right?
In Pulp Fiction, you're confused because you're confusing him with Christopher Walken.
And this watch,
little man. I give to you this watch, I'll be damned if I'm going to let some greasy.
All right,
thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
Sorry that I'm, so right about this.
Yeah.
And you're so wrong.
I love the way you handle that.
But I do love Jackie Brown. You should rent that movie.
I will.
You should.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. But I'll re-rent it since you told me to.
Thank you.
Good man.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye, Slick Russell.
May I speak to Larry King, please? It's kind of urgent.
Very urgent.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great.
Thank you.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass,
right.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
24/7, that's when our website is open. www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Go to it and see all the fun things.
For instance, on our website today, Buzz?
Yes?
Give everybody a very fast heads up on this. Okay. You got to go there before it gets out on the radio.
All right.
Go to the following website, please. GoodPlasticSurgery.com.
Oh, no.
These are good.
Oh, it's good?
Courtney Cox Arquette,
mm-hmm.
who is getting breast implants.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan, who appears to have lost her boobs. We'll have a link on our website. Here it is right now, Mike. If you look at Buzz's room, there is Courtney Cox Arquette, the before and after picture.
Yeah,
this is why we have a website, so we could talk about these pictures. You go there, the link is right there. Scroll down a little bit.
All right.
Let's take a look at Lindsay Lohan. Because there's a before.
Oh, my God.
There's the before and after on her.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, she lost weight in the good places.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
That happens.
Yeah, she looks to me like that Ally McBeal chick now.
Yeah,
she's looking too skinny.
Yeah, but not as pretty as her, I think.
Agreed. Lindsay Lohan.
More Lara Flynn Boyle, in my opinion.
And you know what else I've noticed recently is I've been wondering why when I see like a Volkswagen Bug, it's got a number on it, it's got a stripe on it.
Right.
And I realize it's some like retard package you can get from Volkswagen because it's a herpy, the love bug thing.
And who's going to be in that? Somebody good is in that. Somebody that we like.
Lindsay Lohan, Mike.
Besides Lindsay Lohan.
Is Quaid in it? Dennis Quaid?
But it's somebody else, I thought. It escapes you, Randy Quaid.
Randy's the best Quaid of all.
Randy Quaid.
Quaid?
Matt Dillon.
Oh, is he?
I think Matt Dillon's in it.
Randy Quaid lewd.
Matt Dillon makes me laugh.
So that's on our website. We'll have a link there. Check it out, especially the Courtney Cox picture.
Yes.
Right. That she's got something going on there that she didn't have going before.
And they got that kind of natural look, which I like.
Yeah. You know, I do love Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
What's up, dog?
How are you doing?
I do love Shaq. And I do know that when he worked with the Lakers, when he was, when his job was playing with the Lakers, he was a deputy sheriff. He would put on a uniform.
Right.
Because he's, like, serious about being a cop.
Right.
Now, I got this from the Miami Herald, that Shaq has been moonlighting with the Miami Beach Police as an undercover officer. Now, hold on just one second.
Yeah, we didn't recognize him.
Yeah, right. He's 7'2",
right.
Something like that, 380 pounds, maybe the most recognizable athlete in the world.
He's Shaq.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing? You look to me like you might be doing something you shouldn't be doing. Why don't you step over here for a minute?
They say that cat Shaq is a bad mother.
Show your mouth. How are you doing? I'm not Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rowland.
I'm not Shaquille O'Neal. My name is Andy Sipowicz.
Hey, Shaq.
My name is Andy. I'm undercover. Yes, Dennis.
You're not? You're not.
Damn straight.
That's too funny, Shaq. Being undercover.
Could he be like going out as Shaq and trying to get people to sell him drugs?
No, here's what he's doing. He's going undercover online.
Okay.
He's not actually going out on drug busts where people would see him, but apparently he's good at like finding the kid touchers on the internet.
Because the original plan is him going undercover didn't work where they set him up like Dorf. And it just didn't look right.
Or anyway, they dressed him up as a woman.
Let me see. 2 hours before they played the game on Monday night against Detroit, Miami came back last night. Dwayne Wade was on fire!
En fuego!
Dwayne Wade. 2 hours before the first game on Monday night, Shaq had spent 6 hours with the Miami Beach police with predator cases. And the cops say he is 2 hours training shy of being certified to make arrests, conduct searches, and carry a .40 caliber pistol.
Oh, way to go, Shaq. Yeah. I like that, especially if he's doing some good on the internet.
Stop the car, please. I'm not Shaq. My name is Jim Rockford.
Damn right.
This is Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones was not even he was a doctor, right?
No, Barnaby Jones was a detective.
Was he really? Right? I was thinking Marcus Welby.
Right.
Mucus Welby, right.
Yeah. Mannix.
This would be Matt Houston.
Hey, if you're Matt Houston, Shaq.
Yes, Dennis.
Can I reach the number?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
And hold on, we do have the answer about the new Herpy, the Love Bug movie. And I should have known this one, too. Hey, Craig in VA. Craig, go ahead, give it to us.
Radio Gods.
Yeah.
The Love Bug. It's Michael Keaton. He's the big actor in it.
Oh. Is Matt Dillon in that?
He is as well. I saw him on the commercial.
Michael Keaton, who looks like perhaps his most challenging role since Multiplicity.
That's right.
Who was the one where the ghosts were on the TV? Wasn't that his last big movie?
White Noise.
White Noise, and it was like panned by the critics, and
yeah.
nobody went to see it.
I'll watch it on video. Craig, listen, for you, my friend, how about a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black live at the Lyric Opera House?
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, Saturday, June 18. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you for the tip-in with Mike Keaton. Gross. I saw this on the news this morning. Big fat Garth Brooks proposing the big fat cow Trisha Yearwood at some big fat cow country concert.
But Garth Brooks was like Mr. Family Man. He got out of the business to be with his family. What the hell's going on?
Well, here's what he said. I don't think we don't have a picture of that on the website of them, do we? No, I just saw the video today, which is why I wanted to discuss it. They were at some concert or something, and I mean, he's a guy, I thought that he was fat, then he was skinny, then he was fat again. Now he's just nothing but fat, and she could be on One Life to Live. That's how fat she is.
The best thing is they were at a Buck Owens concert event to unveil a huge bronze statue of him.
Buck Owens is still performing?
They were at the Buck Owens Theater, and it was the Buck Owens Memorial Tribute to the 9 Greatest Country Performers ever. This,
I'm picking, and I'm finished.
This is where you get in trouble with Raleigh. I say to him, do you see Garth Brooks on TV? No. And he says, I'll do some research. Then he comes back. All I want is, I say, I saw fat Garth Brooks, and I got to sit through 10 minutes about everybody that got a goddamn statue.
Yeah, but Buck Owens, big bronze statue of Buck Owens. That's made funny. You laugh.
So I guess Carrie Underwood, Underwood could tour with Trisha Yearwood and call it the Wood Tour.
Really? Be awesome. Lack of. Carrie Underwood, I've mentioned.
Doesn't do it for you.
Under the Wood, no
Watch
way.
Watch her grow up. All right, I make a prediction here. This is just like The Rock,
Rock
being a major movie star.
Yeah.
At some point, Carrie Underwood will move into the land of hotties. And she's pretty close now if they treat her the right way.
If Trisha doesn't swallow her whole.
Don't eat me. That's the only reason I want to see The Longest Yard. Because that one scene where Chris Rock says that. I just don't want you to eat me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, if Shaq has so much free time, why doesn't he spend some of that time working on his free throws?
All right, my friend, that's a topic for somebody in the coach on some sports W fan show. But thanks, we do appreciate
Sports Radio.
Hey, we've got the 2020 ticker coming up. You're on with the bum. How are you doing?
Why don't you call me back? He's got game. Man, I tell you, I'm loving the kidney.
My wife's birthday, I only mentioned this because, shut up with that. I only mentioned because, you know, she went through the phase where she wanted a party.
Right.
And I actually looked into finding, like, has-beens to perform in our backyard for her.
Yeah.
Here is some investigating that has come back now. We decided not to have the party.
Right.
But I did throw a lot of stuff out there. These are actual true prices. If you want to have Bon Jovi play at your birthday party, which I did, it is $1 million, Mr. Powers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want just John Bon Jovi to do acoustic stuff like that awful Wanted Dead or Alive, $500,000. If you want Destiny's Child, they charge $850,000 to play at your birthday party.
Come to the party.
Paul Simon, that's $1 million. Beastie Boys have done bar mitzvahs for up to $600,000. Now, Ludacris is a bargain. He's $100,000.
Oh, boy. And, that's nothing.
And Carrot Top can be had. You want to guess how much Carrot Top is?
$11,000.
No, come on, really.
That's a serious guess.
$100.
$50,000.
For Carrot Top?
And he gets it for kids' birthday parties.
Jesus.
How sick is that? Also, then I got looking at some other link, and I found out that Ashley Simpson was at a kid's birthday party in New York over the weekend. She got paid $35,000 a song. She sang 3 songs.
Wow.
Mike Myers. He will do birthday parties.
He'll whore himself out like that?
$2 million. $2 million.
Good for him.
Do you know how much he's getting to put his voice in the Shrek 3 video game?
How much?
$19 million.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
Then I'm continuing the search and see, what about, speaking of Courtney Cox, does she do this type of stuff? No, she doesn't. David Schwimmer does.
Schwimmer does?
Of course. David Schwimmer will come to your house for only $500,000.
$500,000. Worth it.
And also, the British tabloids say that all of the six Friends members have been offered $18 million each to make a Friends movie. Now, I don't see how that could work. That's too much money on the budget to begin with.
Right.
The only person that has said I'll do it.
Joey?
David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer!
David Schwimmer. Because Joey's got Joey.
Boy, oh
yeah,
boy.
Yeah,
barely. So he really needs the money.
Yeah. Listen, about our website. Have you been there? Have you clicked on the Paris Hilton link? Have you seen her link? I mean, really.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's spectacular. We have another Paris Hilton link today. It's from a British tabloid that says Paris Hilton was spotted dancing on tables Monday night at some club and touching herself.
Oh.
And there's supposed to be a picture that comes with.
So now we have another Paris link.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her.
She lifts her dress up, puts her hands down her pants.
Wow.
And was pouring drinks all over herself.
Oh, well, what a good girl she is.
Isn't she great?
She doesn't disappoint. And that commercial is without question the hottest. I think maybe the hottest commercial I've ever seen on TV.
And I love the hypocrisy of watching the Today Show.
The last commercial that was that hot would have been the Doritos ad, where that lady walks through the room and the guys all freeze. But I mean, that's nothing compared to this. She's got it.
I'm watching the Today Show, and you know they got Good Morning America
jumping at their heels
right behind them. So they're doing everything they can to jazz it up.
Right.
And they must have played in slow motion going into commercials the Paris Hilton Carl's Jr. commercial five times while the whole time saying, disgusting, awful.
Right.
This is not what
major
we
controversy.
Be. Meanwhile, you know, I'm almost ready. If my mother-in-law is not in the house, I'm ready to kill some babies. If you know what I'm saying, you know, Elvis style.
Yeah, that's right.
Buzz, have you heard about the show Rockstar in Excess?
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact,
you should try out for that show only because you love that. What was that singer?
Michael Hutchins died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Have you ever thought about trying it?
Yes. Yeah. Of course, yes. This is, they're finding a new, this is Mark Burnett's show, his show for this summer. First off, there's going to be an American Idol type dance show.
Yeah, there's going to be a dance competition that actually looks like it might be okay.
Oh, and I also heard that Paula Abdul is getting canned. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard they're coming back next year. They're going to bring someone else.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I
kind of hope not. Because if they can her, then they're really going along with the whole ABC thing.
Right. So this whole new show with In Excess, it's Mark Burnett, the guy Survivor, and all those other shows. They're going to find a lead singer. They've still got all the same guys from when In Excess was popular.
Right.
They have a panel. Now, this is where I wish they wouldn't all be like American Idol.
Yeah.
I mean, like all these shows, they all have tribal councils. You get voted off.
It's because they're in Hollywood. There is never an original idea. Nobody's going to be that creative.
Here's who you've got. On the panel, you have Brooke Burke, that chick you like, Mike, from E!
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
So those are the two people that are going to be picking the next lead singer of In Excess.
That's cool.
Does Brooke Burke have a link?
Come on, you know she's got a link.
I bet she does.
She's got a link. There's been a lot of people clicking on that link.
I bet she do.
I mean, double-click and triple-click on that link.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I live in Bakersfield, and that Garth Brooks thing.
Yeah.
When he got out on his clothes, there were about five rolls of fat coming out of the back of his collar.
Oh, was he in Bakersfield when he did that?
Oh, yeah, the Buck Owens place is here in town.
Oh, okay.
Bakersfield is the home of Buck Owens.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. We have the program director from our station in Bakersfield, KGEO. Here is Puck. Hello, Puck.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing, guys?
What's happening, dude?
Yeah, it was a great event. 7,000 people strong watching fat Garth Brooks get down on one knee to propose to fat Trisha Yearwood. Great.
All right, so I had that part right, at least.
Oh, yeah, and they also had, they're dedicating bronze statues to everyone. There's Johnny Cash, Elvis in his jumpsuit, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, George Jones, you name it, everyone.
Does Bakersfield have like a music district where, I mean, where they're like clubs where you hear country acts?
Yeah, there's a couple places up north in we call Oildale, which is basically it's what it sounds like. It's Oildale. And there's a lot of country acts up there, but it's really Bakersfield's, they call it the Nashville of the West.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that Buck Owens kind of put it on the map a little bit.
I heard they call it Sacramento South.
No, F you. No, we're nothing like Sacramento South, please.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, there's a program director we get along with.
Yeah,
thank you. And that's so rare. I mean, really, make a note of it. That is a program director actually contributing something.
Right? Oh, and one last thing that I've been waiting all week to mention. Kim Jong-il. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Hell, world dominate. Where's that tape?
North Korean dictator person.
With that Family Guy? That thing about the domination? Anyway.
Inevitably.
Did you know that he wears lifts?
Yeah.
I call this the Kushner factor.
Oh, no.
The Kingston factor. Guess how high his lifts are.
I have heard this before, that they're amazing lifts. They are ridiculous lifts.
Guess. Just guess.
I've heard they're like 7 inches.
9 inches.
Now,
on the 9-inch ones, he has to actually stand by a table or a chair where he can balance himself.
Right.
7 inches when he's going to go out and make a speech. And when he's just cash around his dictator mansion,
right.
5 inches. So he's got like, he's got, this is the guy that's got his finger on the button. And
he's got a nuclear weapon.
This guy can't wait to blow our asses out of the water. Mm-hmm. Yet he's got these lifts in his shoes depending on his mood.
Well, it makes his legs look better. 9 inches.
9 inches.
Nine inches is like stilts.
And he's got to be, and he's got to be standing by a special table.
It is inevitable.
Inevitable. Didn't find that yet?
Inevitably.
Boy, this new computer thing is really great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's working.
I know it is.
I'll tell you something.
I think I find our tapes.
I'm just happy that I'm maintaining consciousness today in this studio.
What's our current time? 4:48 on the East Coast. And what's our current temperature here in the studio, Robbie Bobby Boo?
84.5.
God. It's really unique. Yeah, man. I'm relaxed.
I guarantee you this. These underpants are being thrown away.
Yeah.
You know, these will never make the gypsies that clean my house.
Right.
They will never be troubled with these.
Inevitably, they will not be put in the laundry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yes, we're both here. Hi.
And Mike. Hey, last night, I'm surprised you guys didn't watch
the Ernest. That's nice tone, wasn't it, Buzz?
And Mike.
And Mike.
And Mike.
Mike, you're my favorite.
Okay.
Oh, and now but, what? Now, hey, thanks.
So that's, hey, you've made one call and insulted two people.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing too well.
I'm fine with it. My cheese fine.
I know that Don won't agree with this, but last night was a special on Ernest T. Bass on TV Land. They showed all the Ernest T. Bass shows.
Oh. All the Ernest T. Bass episodes of Mayberry?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I would have tuned right out. Thank you for the call. Oh, and I found, have you ever, Rob, seen the Dick Van Dyke where Rob's cousin George comes and he thinks he's going to be hooked up with Sally Rogers and they try to hook him up with Herman Glimcher's mother? That actor is Denver Pyle.
Is it really?
It is. I hate that guy.
Denver Pyle with mustache or without?
With mustache.
With mustache.
Denver Pyle, and I realized, Mike, when I was watching the Dick Van Dyke a couple of days ago, that's where my real hatred of Denver Pyle started.
Okay.
Before he became one of the darlings.
All right.
Or maybe, you know, chronologically. Maybe
I think it was Dick Van Dyke. I think it was the darlings, and then it was Uncle Jesse after that, right?
That's right. And he's been in a lot of Westerns,
right.
too.
Yes.
I did some research this week, and do you remember the Dick Van Dyke where they go to an auction?
Yes.
The auctioneer is the guy who did the voice of Fred Flintstone.
Oh, the original, like, what's his name? Alan Reed.
And that's the only time you can see his face that I could find. Mike?
Mike? Hello, Mike.
It's just too goddamn hot for you to be doing stuff like that. I mean, I'm really serious. If you wrote that down and gave it to me on a piece of paper and I read it again to our listening audience, they'd all understand.
The,
you know,
The Dick Van Dyke that he's talking about has the guy who was Fred Flintstone, the real Fred Flintstone, in his only on-screen appearance.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, BFT. I know that.
On a certain level, I suppose it's interesting.
Do you think it was hot in the Stone Age?
It was very hot.
Humid.
But so it's so funny because when Buzz lived there, he wasn't hot at all.
No, it was cold.
It was cold. It was very cold.
No kidding.
Kiss. Let's change topics.
Okay. We need music like this.
Ah, I'm going to give away a trip to Las Vegas today from Independence Air, flyeye.com. Get your happy bags and all that jazz. Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. And we've got from our College of Rock and Roll Knowledge 82 different songs.
Wow.
We do a little stump to snoop. I'm ready to take on all comers.
Oh, I love this. This is if people want to play DJ.
And these are songs that are not currently, for the most part, right, in our rotation?
They're all from all over the place. Very few of them you rejoin with. Yeah.
Okay, so Rob has gone and downloaded 82 different songs. And we play the game just like Name That Tune.
Right. Right.
I'm pretty much of a savant when it comes to this. I can name almost any top 40 classic rock, disco, limited country. I can name songs within like 2 seconds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 seconds, that's usually what people start with.
It's a gift. It really is. For instance, this is
the winner of
a tape from American Idol.
Good job. 2 seconds or less.
That's incredible how you did that.
I thought there was a record.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted
to. I thought you just had a compilation.
You're going to demonstrate how you do this.
Yes.
You are going to demonstrate.
Throw one in. Now, is this one of the new ones?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike, I can play along.
Yeah, I can name that tune in 5 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
Name that tune.
Hold On Loosely by 38 Special.
You are correct. Wow.
You know, I always thought that they kind of sounded like a redneck Boston.
Mm-hmm. That's a good comparison.
You know, they got the guitars going. That's another band that Bob Ice could be the front man for, is 38 Special.
Yeah, but I'd really love to see him hang out with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think that would give a new energy to that band.
We'd be able to sing the King's Dominion.
Yeah, at Hershey Park.
Yeah. All right. You got one more?
Yeah.
Well, what we got 80 of them. Okay. I'll name it in 3.
I'll try 2.
Go, Mike.
If you change your mind.
That's ABBA. If you change your mind.
Okay.
Winner!
Take a chance on me. You know, whatever it is, right?
Well, technically, it's Take a Chance on Me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So I followed up, if you change your mind, we'll take a chance. So I get credit because I did give the real title before you said it.
You want to play again?
One more time.
Okay. I'll name it in 3.
I'll try 2 again.
Here we go.
8574309, but you know it better than I do.
8675309 by Tommy Two Tone.
See, Tommy Two Tone, I wouldn't have got. You defeated me.
All right, one more time. Now let's play the 1 second game.
Okay.
Ready? Just any
do I go first?
First to get it.
Oh, okay, I won't win that one.
Okay, 1 second, go ahead.
Right. It's Been a Hard Day's Night, The Beatles.
Yep. Would you front load it with easy ones?
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is. You're such a gracious winner. You killed me.
Okay, here's another one for you, Mike. Right,
1 second.
Good luck. Right. I'm sure it'll be something like, ho, 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 ho. No, 1 second. Here you go. Very good.
No, I have no idea.
Magic by Olivia Newton-John.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. Get your ass, I am. See, the thing is, that Beatle was just such a gimme one. That Beatles one was a
total
gimme.
And the listeners aren't going to tie you like I did.
We're not tied, because now we're going to a tiebreaker.
All right.
I'll name it in 3, 2. What, Rob?
Point of order. It was a little more love, but it was Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, so that's negative numbers. Oh, I have taken the lead.
No, you have.
This is your thing.
No.
I can't. No, I got lucky. Hard Day's Night.
Come really.
All right.
2 seconds.
Two seconds. Right. Abracadabra.
No. Go ahead.
Abracadabra. Steve Miller Band.
Yep. Really no need for me to do this bit anymore. That's good.
I have never won.
Would you get with Mike and say, Mike, send me some of your all-time favorite songs?
I'm going to be leaving the studio
written on his wrist.
I don't even enjoy playing this game.
Listen, boy.
Hey, boy, get to the questions, boy.
Now you got
to
play the 1 second version.
Okay.
Hot shot.
All right. Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer.
Yes. Good for you.
I don't know. I'm just on a roll.
Maybe it's the heat.
I don't know what it is.
1 second. Here we go. Come on. Do what I do all the time. Make it look like it's really easy.
25 or 6 to 4 Chicago.
You're giving him, like, music of your life. I do it as crap like Soldier Boy. He does it, you're giving him the goddamn greatest hits from Oldies 100. Congratulations, Mike. Right. Here's another one for you. Don't be sorry.
All right. Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band.
Right. I'll be leaving.
Oh. Kidding. I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm not faking it.
I'll be leaving now.
I'm not.
Here you go. Take another one. Go ahead, Kreskin. Here you go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't patronize me.
I'm not patronizing you.
Don't patronize me.
Me now, Mammals and I'll do.
Back in Love Again by LTD.
Would not have had it.
Yes, you knew it.
Now, stop that. Yeah. I am playing the game legitimately.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Tainted Love?
Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes.
I blocked that. I hated that song about as badly as I hated any song.
You're much sharper at this than you've ever been. I want to tell you something, my friend. We may not have to play with our beloved listeners today. I just might have to be me against you today. One-on-one. We might have to have our
lightsabers.
Lightsabers.
You know what? I'm on a run.
Our laser swords.
I mean, I listen when you're playing against the listeners. I've gotten very lucky.
Sword machine.
Seriously, I'm ready to pass out.
Here you go, Mike. Here's another one.
Oh, Dance With Me. That's Orleans. It's easy. This has never happened before.
No.
99 Left Balloons, Nina.
Yeah.
Winner! Wow, that was good.
I tell you what, the next break, it's hot as hell in here. I'm going to go to the other room.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, and Mike's going to do a little stump to stoop.
No.
Because you're fantastic at this game all of a sudden.
I am.
Look at this.
I'm lucky.
No.
I'm lucky.
You've tapped into this knowledge. You've tapped into this.
It's only because I've been working with you for 20 years.
Do another one. Things We Do for Love by 10cc.
Wouldn't have gotten it.
Da-da-da-da. Here's another one for you.
I wouldn't have got it if you played it up to the vocal. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Here's the word. Don't patronize me. You're doing well at this.
Thank you.
And it kills me.
I know.
Here we go.
All right.
Close to You by the Carpenters.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? That was it.
Yeah, I know.
Here's another one. I Ain't Your Stepping Stone by the Monkees.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to school you a little bit.
All right, you put me...
Here's another one.
You're sending me to school.
That's Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine.
All right. You know, strangely, I'm starting to get irritated now.
Here's another one. Just jump in if you think you know what it is.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. That's Walk This Way.
I would have gotten that. I was fooling around.
Too much joking.
I know. All right. Now okay. I'm going to try.
Serious? Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I Love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges.
See, I can finish your sentences. It doesn't have credibility. I wouldn't have gotten Alicia Bridges either.
Right. There might only be
19
on that one.
Okay, here's number 20. Is it
going to
queue up?
Who knows? Lovely hot in here.
It is hot.
Anyway, you're outstanding today at this.
Well,
time.
I got on a run. It feels good. Why not?
Really outstanding.
Why not?
Today.
But I swear to God.
Coming up, shall I sing it?
Right. Maybe it's because of the lack of oxygen.
No, hold on a second. I like this. It's kind of a challenge. This is good.
Yeah, but you notice the tide turning a little.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Ride, Captain Ride by Blues Image.
Wouldn't have gotten that. And when I don't get them, I'm not going to get them if you even played the vocal.
Oh, you're not?
I know it. I just don't know who the hell it is. I don't know the title. Oh, Brown Betty. Black Betty.
Excuse me.
Black Betty. Pat Travers? No. Thin Lizzy? No.
Ram Jam, and it's not Brown Betty. It's Black Betty. I'm going to call the NAACP on you. Old Brown Betty.
Brown Betty. I don't know. You see.
It's Brown.
True ability is beginning to come to the surface. That is true. I'm trying.
I love it.
I'm trying.
Let's play a game. Star Wars by Miko.
I didn't get the artist, but I got the title first. Here we go. We'll do one more for the break. Here we go.
Telephone Man.
By Jim Elliot.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
All right.
I went to my apartment on Monday.
Wow. Here we go. You ready, Brown Betty?
I'm ready.
Apple Brown Betty.
Apple Brown Betty.
My Best Friend's Girl by the Cars. You're equally good at this, I think. You just got to jump in.
I got lucky with the string of songs.
Let's Go by the Cars.
That's what, two Cars songs in a row. That's tricky.
I didn't put the CD together.
Jesus.
That's part of the game.
All right.
The River. Oh, Jellyhead. Oh, that doesn't count. Jellyhead is just a dumb song I like.
Techno.
Jellyhead. Well, that's how we play the game.
That's how you play.
Techno. Hey, you know, and it's strangely the way I feel after doing that in this hot studio. Jellyhead.
You.
Jellyhead. My friend played great today.
I tried. I did okay with that. And it's very rare that I play that game.
You played great today. So, hey, listeners, now here's the deal. Call and beat the all-great mic. Beat the omnipresent mic.
No. Not happening.
Yes.
It's your thing.
Listen.
I don't want to play.
Listen, Jedi, I believe that you've moved up to the next level now.
I don't want. I really think
you can beat our listeners at this game.
All right.
Not as efficiently as me, of course.
Right. After the first defeat, if I'm defeated, then I'm kicking it over to you because I will not enjoy this. I've been punished by the listeners enough today.
What?
Defeat? I will not. No, this is your thing. You know, I know you like to do this. I really do. I don't find the joy.
Honest? Can we just be honest?
Yeah, yeah.
Then why'd you have to upstage me?
I guess
Hey, you.
It wasn't in the script.
Kidding you, Tiger.
God damn it.
I'm kidding you, Tiger.
No, you please, you do it.
Boy, playing the
it's
hits.
It's hot, and I just don't feel like it.
We are playing the hits, and my pits are just... just absolute. My
that
armpits.
Was. Remember the whole thing about it being 10 degrees cool. It ain't now.
Yeah, my armpits are like as wet as
ridiculous.
Paris Hilton's link.
Her well then.
I mean, it's muggy in here.
It's dizzy. It's weird. It's weird air in here.
Hi,
too.
Cats.
It's,
85 in here.
Thank you, Robbie. It's something. Two times someone's going to win a trip to Las Vegas with your favorite hits. Even the boss can agree. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
We found it.
What?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change.
The Don and Mike Show.
Got it.
Sounds like the call of a male Gryphosaurus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, where's the next tape? There you go. That's right. Slam it one time and still nothing.
It will inevitably play.
No, it's supposed to be.
It will inevitably play.
What do you want to know now? My favorite color? And now what's it doing?
Hey, this is hot.
It might be melting.
Uh-oh. Did we lose it?
Absolutely not.
All right, give it one more try. Last try for Jack Nicholson.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Really worth it, wasn't it?
They whore it like bitches.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me try that one again.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Now it'll work all day.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you want to discuss now?
Right.
My favorite color?
Now it says, I'm ready. Push the button. Play me 8,000 times in a row.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Right. I'll tell you what about this equipment.
There go.
Okay. Let's get to a little Stump the Stoop action.
Stump the Stoop.
No offense, Mike, my best buddy.
Yeah,
you
I
had
know.
Your moment in the spotlight
I
there.
I did indeed. I'm ready to take the back seat here.
I'm ready to kick some ass now.
Yeah,
Mike got me good and fired up.
You go, girlfriend.
The deal is Stump the Stoop. We're playing for a trip to Las Vegas from IndependenceAirFlyEye.com. I do like to think that I know. This is one thing I do know a lot about. I played these records for so many goddamn years.
And the listener has, I think we've had maybe one or two in the history of doing this that really, really matched you.
Yeah. It came out as a draw. Maybe one or two guys that actually beat me. Not that I remember that. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio guys, what's happening?
Hi there, you ready for a little stump the stoop? Who is this, please?
This is Chris from Manteca, California.
All right, Chris, as always, I like being generous with our listeners, so I'll tell you to begin that I can name the tune in 4 seconds.
I can name it in 3.
Okay. This is me being generous, and I think if you do win, you got to beat me 2 out of 3.
Great game, 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because at 4 seconds, listen, Helen Keller can get it in 4 seconds.
Okay. Okay.
Got it.
So here we go, 4 seconds.
It's the theme to Rocky, and I'm not sure who the artist is.
That would be Bill Conti, and that would mean that you're a big loser, because that's an important part of Stump the Stoop.
Bring on the next challenger.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Andy.
Andy, you ready?
Yes.
Andy, I can name it in 4.
I can name it in 3.
Okay, go.
Oh, Jesus, I'm drawing a blank.
That would be Ventura Highway by America. America.
Can I go to Vegas anyway?
Can you? What was that?
Can he go to Vegas anyway?
Yes, on your dime.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Yeah, they're open 24 hours a day.
Anytime you feel like it.
Bring in the next victim.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How is it? This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. You any good at this game?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
You want to start at 3?
Sure.
I'll take 4 and okay, 3 seconds, go.
Hello? No clue on
they
that
are, that would be Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart.
It was inevitable.
Inevitably, you were defeated.
It was inevitable.
Inevitable.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going!
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, who's this?
This is Grant.
Grant, you ready?
Yeah.
First, let me just show you, because I'm not getting a chance here.
Right.
Okay,
you
going
to do it in one?
I'll give you a couple of one-second ones.
All right.
That would be Obsession by Animotion, I believe. Now, I don't know. I don't have a cheat sheet here. And the chick that sings this is Richard Marx's wife.
Richard Marx likes sit by the pool, or the pool and watch women in their underwear.
Good memory, Mike.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, give me another one. Just to demonstrate, in 1 second, here we go. That's Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb.
Oh. Right.
And I am a super
homo.
Knowing that one.
Homo.
No, he was banging, what's her name, Bobby Ewing's wife, right?
Oh, wow.
Victoria Principal, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And one more in 1 second. Hi, Freeway of Love by Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Is that right?
President. Wow. That was a great song until it got played a million times.
All right, so now you know my prowess. Let's go back to these folks.
Hello. Inevitably, they will be defeated.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, you any good at this?
Yeah, I guess. I'll try my best.
All right, that's a winning
attitude. Confidence,
right? That's a winning attitude, Chris. You want to start with 3 seconds?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Oh, it's BTO, Let It Ride.
Pretty good. Good job.
Congratulations. That's a good start. That means I must answer the next one in 3 seconds, or you win the first round here. All right, give me the next one, Rob. So this is just for me. I get 3 seconds, right?
You won't need it.
Right. Oh, Feel Like Making Love by Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Meow, meow.
Now, does this guy go to the second round?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to do it in 2 seconds.
All righty.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, you're a good player. Outstanding.
Thanks for the tune-up, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome.
Oh, really?
Hey, anytime you need a sparring partner.
Sparring. Okay, good luck. 2 seconds. Here you go.
Oh, well, no matter what you do, bad finger.
Close. No matter what. That's it.
Yeah.
He's right.
That's a great song. One of my favorites.
It's a great song, yeah.
It's a good one. Bow, 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 bow.
No matter what you are.
Oh, and you know what? unrelated to this, Jason Vesey from Z104, Jason Tony.
He has a bad finger?
Sent me, he's got a bad finger. He sent me a download last night of Def Leppard redoing Bad Finger No Matter What.
Oh, really?
Kicks ass.
Def Leppard's done. Haven't they done that before? They've covered some classic rock.
They've got a whole CD coming out of covers.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, that must be where that is from. All right, good. So I got now it's on me in two seconds. Here we go. No matter what, but
Bad Finger.
You didn't change the record. Okay, here we go. And, oh, Mandy, Barry Manilow. Also done by John Stevens on American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy.
Did you see him in the audience last night?
Did I? Oh, did you see Spastic George Huff?
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of shots of George Huff in the background.
George Huff, who had on a weird-ass checkered, like a Bear Bryant hat.
And kind of a Nehru jacket, I thought.
He could hardly keep himself seated.
I know.
What's wrong with that?
Now, Chris, you're an outstanding player. Here you go. Let's see if you can get this one in 1 second.
Hold on, there we go.
You ready?
Yes.
Here you go, Chris.
I don't have a clue. I didn't really hear it.
That would be You're My First, You're My Last, You're My Everything by Barry White.
Barry White. Another great song.
I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear it.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. That's awesome.
That is a good song, yeah.
But that's often something said by people on the phone, so I'll give you one more. Give you one more shot in 1 second. Here we go.
Thank you.
Before I destroy you like a carnivore. I'm a predator. Here we go.
Oh, Wedding, Billy Idol.
Okay, I'll let you back in the game.
Hey, little sister. Thank you.
This would be good music for your motorbike, Mike.
Absolutely. I think I'll get one of those iPods.
Zip it.
One of those Zip it.
Good for you, Chris. Now I got to name it in how much?
One.
In one. One. He got that in 1 second?
Yep.
Wait, oh, and I gave him that for free. Okay, here we go.
I got it.
I want to say Lean On Me by Bill Withers,
yes, mm-hmm.
But I got a feeling it might not be. I'm going to stick with Lean On Me.
You got it?
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, just that first note sometimes, that 1 second, it could have been...
I would have gotten Lean On Me, I would not have gotten Bill Withers.
It could have been Let It Be, I thought. It's like the same first note as that.
Now, since you've both gotten it in 1 second, now you each have to guess the song without hearing it.
Another round of 1 second is what we go to.
Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. And it's got a cue. Here you go. 1 second.
Oh, Still Rock and Roll to Me, Billy Joel.
Guys, wow. Really, really good.
Yeah, good job.
This guy's pretty good. This guy's like Ken Jennings. All right. Hold on. Here you go. Now I got to do it in 1 second. Well, now you're really putting the pressure on me, Chris. Very good. Here we go. Caribbean Queen, Billy Ocean. Right, wrong?
Yeah, it's right.
Did we play this enough in the 80s?
Yeah. No, I don't think enough, Mike. I think we got to start playing in the aughts.
Oh, God.
We didn't play enough Billy Ocean in the 80s.
Oh, I hate this.
All right, Chris. Hold on. You know, we got about 20 people on hold who are really mad at you. All these people who want a chance.
He's hanging in there.
Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, sir.
1 second. Here you go.
Oh, Billy Preston, I Got a Song, It Got No Melody.
Billy Preston, indeed. Will It Go Round?
Will Go Round Circles,
circles.
Yeah.
You know, you gave him the free pass, so you had to have at least the title.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, now I got to get the next one. Oh, here's the hook. A great Billy Preston song.
Great song. He was on American Idol last
night. Yeah, he's got teeth that remind me of Robert Mailman.
Do you think they paid him last night with dental?
That was a great segment, man.
He was good.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. 1 second. I can finally... No, I can only even it up with... Oh, no, I can beat him here.
Yes, you can beat him.
Knock him out with 1 second.
And... Oh, Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul.
Well, he hung in there with you.
You're pretty good, Chris.
Thank you.
You're better than that. You got me.
Thank you. Well, you're goddamn right I am. Hold on. Hold on. I might come back to you. I might come back to you.
Okay,
you
are
the, I really think you're like the Ken Jennings of this.
You are the T.O. of the game, though. You've got your Sharpie in your sock. You are ready to go right now.
I don't think you've ever said anything that's made me prouder.
Good.
I take that. I'll be your T.O.
T.O.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
This is James.
James.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Was that your telephone?
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody's vibrator.
Yes, or electric razor.
Hello?
Yes? Of course. Any way you want. Thank you.
Was that an escort service?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Motorcycle escorts.
Yes.
James.
Hookers on bikes.
Are you ready, James?
Yes.
Okay, unfortunately, Chris has raised the bar. You got to name it in 1 second.
All right.
Here you go.
One way or another, Blondie.
Winner! All right, good. These guys are pretty good. One way or another.
Okay. I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you.
One way.
Okay, 1 second, and I got to do it or this guy's a big wiener. Here we go. Where's the thing going to queue up?
Soon.
Very soon.
How have you been?
Define soon.
Soon and for the rest of your life.
Here it comes.
Any day now. I'm looking at that
Chuck
thing.
Jackson.
I'm just looking at that light go boom, boom, boom.
We can go to another
boom.
Disc.
Wait, if that was not working, let's do that.
All right.
Get another one of your secret discs.
Put another disc in.
Your crazy secret discs.
Put another log on the fire.
Put another record on.
Put another record
here
in the phonograph.
All right. 1 second. And... Oh, Harden My Heart by Quarterflash.
Ah, there you
go.
Winner! That's another one I don't
agree. Make me want to puke.
Yeah, you got to work hard to get a sax to sound that wimpy. Kenny G kicks that guy's ass.
That was a woman, Mike.
No, I'm talking about the guy playing the sax.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the woman singing.
Could have been a chick playing the horn, though.
Are you ready for another 1 second one, James?
Sure.
Here you go. Good luck, my friend.
That's Elvis. Damn it.
Homo. No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong button. Homo is right by that, but it's... No, Suspicious Minds. You know, we're caught in a trap. I can't look back.
But thanks so much for playing.
Oh, no, don't I have to do it in 1 second now?
Oh, yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know.
Did he go first?
Huh?
If he went first, then yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we go. 1 second, and? Another one bites the dust by Queen.
Right.
Gotcha. Been nice playing against you.
Yeah.
See you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Join the people on the scrap heap.
All right, we're up against the break. So I think that...
do we have more CDs?
Oh, yeah, we got a million.
Okay, because I'm enjoying this.
Really? Should we do one more break?
I'd like to do it.
I mean, I've got Chris.
We should.
Right here. Chris? Hey, Chris?
Yes, sir?
I could just play against Chris because he's outstanding.
He is. Very good.
Hey, Chris, what's this one?
R.E.M., The One I Love.
This guy, might be a prodigy.
Yeah. You know what? I think we're going to have to just tell everybody else on the phone to get bent.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how about me and you, mano a mano, we come back?
Oh, I'd love to just be me and you.
Oh.
Homo.
Sounded weird.
Okay,
Chris.
No, I meant to.
Homo.
I meant to play it there.
That's okay, too.
All right, hold on, Chris. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay, Don.
Okay, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. We got a crowd of people here. I don't know if they're here for Good Morning America, for Rail Fair 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show. They will touch you in the place called the heart.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, one of the best parts of our website, donandmikewebsite.com, besides the links and the pictures, where we just boast about our great ratings.
Yeah.
And we like to salute those cities. And today, These numbers are going right up on the website. This is from the Winter Arbitron for Wichita, Kansas.
All right.
Good. Wichita.
Checking in.
Buzz's hometown at KFH-FM.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all male ratings.
All right.
Okay, men.
Men.
Boy, we're not doing good. We're just not doing good.
Oh, that's a shame. Try harder.
Men 18 to 44 were number two.
Mm-hmm.
We only have a 15.3.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, we go to the website. It's crazy. Men 18-54, 12-7, number one.
Mm-hmm.
25-44, an 18.2 share.
Oh, that man. Town has always been good to us.
Yeah. Number one. 25-49, 15.0 share. Number one.
Cool. That's you got to cool. dig that with that being
I'm,
your
I'm
home.
Very town, happy.
Right? And, you know, this that radio station, KFH-FM, one of the first radio stations I ever appeared on when I was just a kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they had radio back then.
Well, they just invented FM.
Wasn't it just one guy standing on a building and yelling, like, you know, our top story tonight?
He was on with Jack Benny and some of the other children.
Oh, those were the days.
Thank you, KFH. Thank you, yeah. Wichita, for those great ratings.
Good job.
We'll put them up on our website.
And now the radio. Now, here's Little Buzzy Burbank, followed by Shirley Temple. It's big fun.
Okay, here's Chris for round two of Stump the Stoop. Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Just want to say, Mike gave me an outstanding first round.
A warm-up. I've never been able to spar quite that well.
A warm-up. And then we took a couple of callers who really were not that good. And this guy, Chris, from, where are you from, Baltimore?
I'm from Parkville, Maryland, a little asshole in Parkville.
Parkville. Yeah. He is.
Where the hell is Parkville?
The Ken Jennings of this.
It's just on the outside of the Beltway.
Okay.
It's right in between the city and the county.
Oh, and did anybody else find it funny like I did that nerd? What are you laughing at, Mike? Him?
Rob.
Why? What? No, what
Bobby was trying to answer the question as best he could.
He's very good at the records.
Very good directions,
Rob. He's good with records, not with directions.
Lots of cities that are right near the Beltway.
Sir, you gave that little description for me of where you live, and then immediately following, Rob thrust his finger into his nose.
Take the last train.
I have to share that with our listening audience. I really do. That's what got me going. That's Rob's cue for he did not like the answer.
And Ken Jennings, who this guy reminds me of,
right?
I find it somewhat ironic that they've hired him at Comedy Central to give him like a Win Ben Stein's money show because they think he's so smart.
Uh-huh.
Anybody knows he got his ass kicked out on the Jeopardy Tournament of Nerds?
I don't think he's got legs. Well, I really don't.
He's got a he's got zero personality.
No, he doesn't.
That's
the great thing about it. Like most of those people on Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy. I watch Jeopardy live, but I cannot believe the average person was like, what do you do for fun? Well, I lick stamps.
I like Teen Jeopardy and also Celebrity Jeopardy. I find that those are more to my intellectual level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they dumb it down a bit.
Well, the Tournament of Champions is just in the stratosphere.
I know, for most
people.
Too hard.
It's for you book readers.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you've already indicted reading when we had Joe Mott in here talking about reading the play.
Why read?
Yeah,
why read when you can watch?
It's all there for you.
Why read when you can watch or listen?
And the thing that's amazing is that fine literature, you know, almost all of it has been read, interpreted, put into movie form, and put on the magic box.
As it was meant to be.
Why read the box? Why read the book? Why read a box? Why? You know, why even read a synopsis? Why read Cliff Notes? Just get the goddamn DVD, fast forward to the good part, and go, oh, look, oh, I got it right.
Yeah. Well, it's like Christopher Columbus, and, you know, when I was watching that the other night, and
the Tom Selleck movie?
Tom Selleck was the king of Spain.
I thought it was...
Is that accurate or what?
I think you're the king of pain, you're watching that.
Wasn't it Shakespeare who said, prithee, if only I had a Betamax, I would not have to put these to paper.
Amen, brother.
I love it when you get intellectual like that.
Thank you.
Billy S.
I like it when he says, prithee.
I like when I can...
Here's some Betamax trivia for you. First two movies, when I got my very first Betamax, first two movies I rented.
Yeah.
I'm Golden Pond.
Yes.
And Dubby Does Dallas.
Hey.
I swear to God. I rented them at the same store.
You're not unusual.
And were they for the same purpose?
Yes.
Hey, man, don't knock Katharine Hepburn, okay?
Yeah. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Right. Have her put her hand in your
Mike, you're my knight in shining of... What are you doing?
Here you go.
What are you doing, boy?
You get her talking about the loons?
Yeah.
Just go.
You're loyal. Your loins go loopy for her loons.
She is hot.
Chris.
Yes,
give
sir.
Me a woman with the palsy.
Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, stump the stoop for the trip to Las Vegas. I'll go first this time.
Very good.
Name the tune in 1 second.
Here
we go. Tunes from the rock era, right, Robbie?
Yeah.
Here we go. That would definitely be You and I by Rick James.
The rock era.
I'm glad you went first.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
From the rock era, I mean like from 1969 to now.
Okay.
From right. Under the rock era.
Okay, smart guy. Here you go. 1 second. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here you go.
Oh.
Wow.
I've got it, incidentally.
You do?
Jeez,
sure. Smoke from a Different Fire by the Sanford Townsend Band.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good song, but I would have never got it.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, so have I defeated him now, or do we keep going?
Now, remember that Quarter Flash song? This
heart.
Sax player, that's the way you play sax.
Do, 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 do.
That saxophone right there. Right.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Not like that.
La, 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 la. All right, Chris, here you go. Name this one in 1 second and stay in the game, okay?
Sure.
Here we go. All brand new songs every time.
Oh, it's Scandal, Goodbye to You.
Excellent. Wow. Way to go. It came through.
This was a goddamn sexy...
On that song.
What was that, Chris?
Paul Schaefer played the keyboards on that song.
Wow. Hey, this guy's throwing in some tidbits, huh?
That's pretty good. Hey, do you know the label?
No, I'm sorry.
Columbia.
CD.
Oh. And, of course, it's Patti Smyth.
Sexy Patti Smyth.
I love this video, and she would point right at the... Point right at him.
Yes.
Goodbye to you. You know she's married to John McEnroe now?
She really?
They have had...
a waste of talent right there.
The way to tell. They've had, I think, like a... He stretched her out like a tennis racket. They've had like 5 kids.
And his second wife. And he's got kids with Tatum, too, right?
Right. All right.
Tatum.
Tatum, I hardly knew him. Okay, so you got that one, Chris. Good.
Yeah.
Now I'll name one in 1 second here and hopefully keep this game going. Oh, that's Dancing in the Sheets by Shalimar.
Man, I love that song. Right. And I was
bum, bum, bum.
Doing that in nightclubs. I was playing that way back when, and
bum,
man,
bum, bum.
This would be my favorite.
Mm, bum, bum, bum. Jody Wilder. She's good.
Okay, Chris. Shalimar.
I'm going to make a mental note of some of these.
Shalimar. Malomar. All right, here you go, Chris. 1 second. Good luck.
Jeez,
I got it, incidentally.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would be The Wild, Wild Life by Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bow, 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 bow.
The hell are they?
Bow, 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 bow.
David Byrne's still around.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was never a fan of theirs, and now I know why.
You know, I wasn't a mega fan, but this song pretty much kicks ass. Okay, here we go. Let's keep going.
All right.
Ready, Chris?
Yes, sir.
As we would say, technically, on this website I go to play cards.
Yes.
You're playing for fun. Got a little British accent. You're playing for fun.
Here you go, Chris. I'll do this one in 1 second. Let me see if I can do it. Oh, I am the sky, Alan.
Eye in the sky.
He had it.
Okay, good.
Oh, we can play against each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. We just play against each other.
There.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. It Only Takes a Minute to Fall in Love by Tavares.
Yeah. That's a good song.
What was that?
That's a good song, Tavares.
I like it when you do that, when you train them off a little bit.
Okay, Chris, you ready? Chris?
Yes, I'm ready.
Chris, is it hot in your studio, Chris?
It is now, yeah.
Right, here you go, dude. Good luck.
Oh, it's Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
What are
excellent God.
Boy, that's a homo song there.
And the lead singer, Ron Dante.
Yep.
Who was the lead singer of the Cufflinks, Tracy, and was very involved with Barry Manilow.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Ron Dante.
Ron Dante.
Gay song, sounding name.
Homo.
Ron Dante's here.
Okay, 1 second for me. Here we go. That's definitely Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles. Down, 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 down.
Yeah. I hated that.
Yeah. Why am I going, bum, bum, bum? I hate it, too.
See, I understand why you're good at this. You were a DJ. Why is Chris good at this?
That's a good question.
I'm a loser.
That's worth the trip right there.
Yeah, Chris, couldn't have said it better myself. Chris, congratulations, dude. You're going to go to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
From Independence Air, flyeye.com.
So technically, you're not a loser.
Oh, I'll be a loser again as soon as I go.
I'm sure you will. Listen, you enjoy your vacation to Las Vegas. Independence Air with your flyeye happy bags. Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show, flyeye.com.
That's so great, guys. I'm flabbergasted. I really appreciate the opportunity to go.
You earned it.
Hey, Chris,
good luck finding the airport.
Yeah.
That's from Rob. I'll give you a chance.
I'm just your average mallet head trying to win a game.
Good job.
I like you're a good mallet head.
You're infectious, dude.
I like the fact that he's a loser.
That's funny.
Chris, we'll double it. We'll give you four tickets to Las Vegas if you can get this one last song.
Ooh, there's pressure, okay. Chris.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. 1 second.
Oh, Snoop John B.
That's it.
Winner.
Oh, that's a tough pull
over the phone. RJ.
That's pretty good. All right,
that's
Chris.
Awesome.
You're outstanding. You know what? I got to get your phone number. Sometime I'll get drunk and I'll call you.
That's pretty much every night for me.
Well, pretty much every night for me, too. So we got a lot in common. We're both losers. We both know a lot about useless songs.
That's good.
We both get drunk every night.
Do you play Xbox Live, too, Chris?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Do you play Xbox Live?
I'm a PlayStation 2 guy.
Okay. Yeah. Been nice talking to you, Chris. Sorry. That's where I draw the line.
Good for you.
You want to finish out this disc?
Yeah. How many more are left?
There's six more on the
You want to play, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do I go first? Let Your Love Flow by the Brothers. Okay, you want to go?
Yeah.
You go first. 1 second. Here you go.
Don't know.
Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon.
Wow. I know why I didn't know it. I hate REO Speedwagon.
You hate Kevin Cronin?
With his little Prince Valiant haircut.
See you, boy.
So you don't like Kevin Cronin.
Okay, 1 second. Here you go.
Cars?
You might think.
Technically, that goes to you.
Correct, not technically. That would be 100% goes to me.
Well, yeah, I was
not
giving it
technically.
To you. I'll bring on the next one.
Okay.
Come on now.
You were motivated.
Come on, bring it.
Come on now.
Bring it. Is it me going or you?
No, go ahead.
All right. I have no idea.
Windy by the Association.
Damn.
Got down. Okay. Yeah, like you got to point that button, like I got to play this.
Homo.
Rob has to point like gay.
Yeah. Go.
Press this
homo.
Okay,
windy.
You ready, Mike? Here we go.
Excuse me.
Danger Zone
by Kenny Loggins.
Okay, and we got one more.
Now,
two more.
All right. Okay, you go this time.
Okay.
We'll trade them off.
Okay, we got two more. Here we go. That's Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet. No?
I'm sorry.
Ooh. What is it?
It's Detroit Rock City.
Oh, my Kiss!
When you're a Kiss fan.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
1 second is hard.
Ouch. Yeah, you're right. Well, this song does kick some ass, though.
Now, now.
Okay, you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Here you go. Is this the last one on the disc?
Yes, but we have one more disc.
So the last one's on the disc.
I figured it out.
What is it?
This CD player never plays the last cut.
Huh. Hey, you figured that out? What told you that?
Queuing.
What indicated that to you?
Because it wouldn't queue up. Remember, it did the same thing last time.
That's right.
All right, put another disc in.
One we didn't play was Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
I knew that.
I would have gotten that one.
I actually played that song. So
I can't believe I screwed up Detroit Rock City.
Put another log on the fire, boy.
Okay, here you go, Mike. 1 second.
All right. We got the beat
by.
We got the beat by.
The Go Go's.
The Go Go's. Yeah.
The Ho Ho's. Okay, I'll take this one because I feel bad about Detroit Rock City.
Right.
1 second. Oh, In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry.
See, I wouldn't have gotten Mungo Jerry. Don't have much use for the artists.
Okay, you ready?
They're only the ones that sing their songs.
We gotta get a break. Mike, 1 second. Good luck.
Yeah. Rooster in the Hen House.
Winner.
Good work.
Got a break.
Thank you.
By Neil Diamond. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's see. I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. Gonna take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's six. Not buying.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
That was Dennis Miller. Yeah. I used to call him the great Dennis Miller.
Right.
Until he sold his ass out. Frida and I were watching something over the weekend on Comedy Central. You know, they replay comedians doing their stand-up constantly.
Old bit.
And it was Dennis Miller from about, I'd say, 5 years ago.
Okay.
And his whole act was, he was pretty equal opportunity.
Yeah.
But he was a little bit more on the Democratic side. He had a lot of not great things to say about the Republican Party, the way they do business. And it's real funny. I mean, it's not funny.
Right.
It's amazing.
When did he turn into Rush Limbaugh?
Around the time that whatever his talk show that he had on a regular TV network got canceled.
Yep.
What you need to do when you play that tape is say Dennis Miller with the great John Lovett.
You know what? I believe that because I love John Lovett.
I do too. He can do no wrong in my eyes.
Absolutely.
Funny. John Lovett stinks worse in this studio.
Oh my God. John Lovett is a naturally funny guy.
And very loud. Did you see when he was on Letterman once and he brought a noise meter?
Really?
He's fantastic.
He's one of the old fashioned great talk show guests.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He's great. He's really good in that movie with Whoopi Goldberg where they are on the bus with Lucille Ball lookalike.
Rat Race.
Yeah, no, I'm being
facetious. He's made crappy movies, but he just, I mean, I'm just talking about, John Lovitz is the kind of guy where if I was in a room with him, I'd laugh at him.
Sure,
you know?
Funny when he walks in.
What about the sequence in Rat Race in the Hitler Museum?
Okay, now I'm laughing.
Okay, see, now you're laughing.
What's our current temperature in the studio, Rob?
86, fun, 11 degrees.
Yeah, approaching 90. We're cruising to 90.
What's the outside temperature?
79. I'm getting more. I stay in the studio now because it's better for me to do that, and I'm getting the impression as people walk in during the breaks and have not been in here, that's when I'm getting more perspective on just how hot it is.
I would just like all of you people listening who love to hate me for complaining about things, you'd be so proud of me today.
You would.
There's not been a word, except when I've mentioned that I've got really bad, smelly, wet pits.
That's not really a complaint.
You would not know, well, it is for the people in this room, you would not know that, seriously, doing the show today is like if somebody said, Don and Mike, you have to crawl into Kirstie Alley's underpants and hold your breath for 4 hours.
86 does not sound like, unbearably hot. 86 outside in the summertime is perfectly acceptable.
Sure.
86 indoors in a building with bad ventilation is not a good thing.
I think that we can get it up to 90 if we do some calisthenics.
If we started jumping up and down, we'll be jumping up. I'll get the defibrillator.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, Jeremy Piven. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys still playing Stump the Buoy?
We're going to get into this one again, aren't we?
Howard do a similar thing?
Every time we play this game, I invented this game, says Howard.
I'm messing with you guys. Come on.
Come on, man. Well, you hear that we were saying that it was 85 degrees?
There you go.
Well, it's about time one of you admitted it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
What happened to WBF? And they said you guys have no ratings. Jack FM.
Yeah, that's all a bunch of bull.
They're lying weasels.
Crap.
Why are they doing that? You know what? I don't mind. A radio station can do whatever it wants. What I cannot stand is when the powers that be after the fact, because they don't have the balls to just say, you know what, we're trying something different. Why do they have to BS the listeners that might have cared about this show by making up ratings stuff?
What we really have to do is make this an off-air issue. And I'm sorry to say that, but I'll tell you why, because I've had discussions with people in the company.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the station in Buffalo got something like 3,000 emails about our show.
And we should, you know, say, even though, you know, if you know people up there, we appreciate it.
When they changed the format to the Flavor of the Month, Jack FM, which we've talked about ad nauseum, a couple of people said the responses that the program director and assistant program director sent to them, they sent it to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get something along the lines of, Don and Mike stink, their ratings stink, WBUF's ratings stink, we've changed the format for Don and Mike. Don and Mike are the sole reason that we changed our format.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get an email like that from one of these jerks?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, no response at all.
I called them up because they kept Howard, and then Howard ended, and I expected to hear the other show, and then you guys at 3.
Yeah, well, we've got...
And they said I was one of 3 listeners, and...
there you go.
You know, again,
wow, see, that's...
They said it didn't even matter because I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, now, that part is true. In American ratings, Canadians don't count. And I must say, in that regard, I'm all with the ratings company. Because, you know,
terrible.
I'm not it. Johnny Red, White, and Blue. But these people at the radio station have been sending out these awful emails to our listeners about us with stuff that just ain't friggin' true.
Well, what, did they get mad because there's an overwhelming show of concern that we're... They got to understand that comes with it. You make a big move like that, it's going to happen.
I had a conversation behind the scenes with somebody in this company, and I said, you know, listen, if they want to cancel the show, that's fine. But we also work for the same company. They shouldn't be sending out propaganda to listeners saying that we stink and we're the reason that this change was made. And everybody said, yeah, that's right, we'll do something about it. And then everybody just went and did whatever they do. So
like it always is.
It's got to be an off-air thing that we got to handle with that guy.
With the knives and things. I think we bring a gun to a knife fight.
Right.
But I hope that, if the message does get through, that when you do, even when they send out the crappy emails to people, when you do have a groundswell of support, we do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even after the fact, we really do appreciate it.
Yeah. And we'll get that guy. The thing with that guy is, specifically, I think it's the assistant program director up in Buffalo that's doing that. When I spoke with him and called him on it, I said, you know, listen, dude, you can be a pro, and then you can just be a total a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and you're being an a-hole. And he said to me, well, you don't know what it's like to get 3,000 emails.
I said,
if you get 3,000 emails, what you do is you just make a blank response saying, thanks for your response.
Right.
He said, well, people were writing really cruel things.
Yeah, well.
I said, okay,
it comes with the territory. You know, if you make a mistake, that happens sometimes.
I mean, it had to get to the point with this guy. Well, I said, how long have you worked for this company? He said, 3 years.
Right.
I said, okay, me and Mike have worked here about 15 years. Our show might be off in Buffalo, but I guarantee you that somebody in this company doesn't like the fact that we're still working for Infinity and you're sending out BS propaganda to our former listeners about how we suck.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to send out in 6 months when they change the format again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really, when you get 3,000 emails, you should... Maybe just take note of it and not react badly to it. But, you know, that's why they make those stupid decisions, because they're people that don't get it. They don't understand.
And then the guy was terrified, the best part about this guy, about being on the air.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey.
Hey.
What did that... Wait, the first time you talked to that jerk in Buffalo at our ex-station?
Well, I mean, I left a message for the program director, but I think it was the guy that you talked to.
Right,
when he
called back, though, wasn't his whole thing not on the air, he doesn't want to be on the air?
Yeah. Many people who call me begin their conversation with that.
Yeah, a lot of these brave behind-the-scenes radio program directors who will send out this pablum to our listeners,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't want to be called up on it on the air.
No, I mean, because we'd say, you know, hey, how about some specifics, and we'd get the statistics, and that's the way it would go. And they don't want to be called on it. They can't handle the truth.
I can't even find this thing.
Give me a second.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for one of the emails, as long as we're on the topic.
You're never going to get a guy like this to admit a mistake, and he certainly doesn't want to be called on the mistake. But it does get back to the original premise that really when people do that, it does feel good. It feels good that people care enough. I think we demonstrated the day that they did that we cared about that market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. And I hope there's a station in Buffalo. I really do. We say this all the time. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But I do hope that we pick up again in Buffalo.
So apparently he's a spineless guy who makes bad decisions and then doesn't own up to them. I don't understand how he ended up in management.
He's going places. Did you find it?
Yeah, give me a second. You know, I got a lot of emails. Jesus Christ.
You're very popular.
Thank you. The Buffalo, 523. Oh, where's scent mail? God, what a pain in the ass.
Odor?
Hold on, research project. Hello, guys, we have a winner.
You got scent mail.
Here we go.
Ah. From the air studio, send it back.
Jesus.
The guy's name is Joe Russo.
JR.
Allegedly.
You know what? I've only got my response because it was on the AOL cuts it out. I wrote this back to him privately. Joe, I look forward to discussing your creative email responses to listeners of our show on WBUF-FM. Before we get to brass tacks, might I ask your official title? This is me writing to him. There's tact, and then there's being an effing a-hole. Your responses, one forwarded, are the latter. You are a liar. This is no game for the radio. It's about being a pro. I look forward to our next chat, which will not be on the telephone, but in person. Because that's the kind of tough guy I am.
Yeah,
the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could only find his original thing that he was sending out.
Was it nasty, nasty?
Yeah, it was awful. Come on, five. It's gone.
That's odd. AOL is our corporate partner.
It's gone.
Well, that's a shame.
I'm sorry. I'm boring you all with this. I'll pull it up later. The guy wrote a lot of stuff that just was not true.
Is our Canadian friend still on the line?
I
think he hung. I heard it going on.
Of course, he's mounting an attack.
Yes, they're going to attack us, Rob.
He's gone.
You can calm down. We're not hurt up there anymore.
That's exactly what they want.
Don't you see? Maybe we'll just get the text of that guy's letter. I know it's somewhere in our email basement. We'll just get the text of that and post it on our website. All right. And we'll fight with that guy next week.
Yeah, very good.
That'll be a good battle royale. We never got a chance on today's show. Oh, God, what happened to the time? It's buzz time already. We never got a chance to call Matt Rogers. Anybody remember who Matt Rogers is?
No.
Is he the guy from American Idol? That's right. Remember the guy that was going to sing at my wife's birthday party?
He was on American Idol last night.
He was on a lot last night. In a world where only was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up. Okay, give me 1 minute here, Buzz.
If Matt Rogers is down there standing by in the midst of it all, Matt, set the scene in Oklahoma tonight.
I'm standing here in the Muskogee Civic Center just outside of Shakota, Carrie Underwood's hometown. It is unbelievable.
Okay, remember we had this guy on because
Rob has thrust the finger into the nose.
He got voted off American Idol, and he was one of the top 12.
Right.
And he was all psyched because he was going to go on concert. Yeah. And then they said to him, "Oh, it's not 12, it's only 10." And we had him on the show, and he was all pissed about it. And he was on last night. Let's give him a call right now and just see what he's doing. We still have his cell, and maybe we can talk to him for 30 seconds.
What was he mad about?
He was mad that they were down to the final 12.
Oh, and they wouldn't let him tour.
And
right.
That he thought he was...
That's right.
You got it, Robbie?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How's your motorbike?
It's great. Thank you.
Regards?
Yes, hi. Hi, Rob.
Regards. And best wishes.
Has anyone mentioned... You. I think the air conditioning's broken.
No, I think you're...
No, it's fine. I think I just felt some cool air. You might have a fever. Remember, we knew that it would be done in, 6 hours?
Before Ron and Fez came.
What's this guy's name again? Matt Rogers.
Any answer? What are you getting, voicemail?
Outside the calling range or... Try again later. We can't even leave him a voicemail.
Forget it. All right, forget it. You know, I'm too hot.
His father always calls back.
Who's his dad?
Kenny.
Don't forget his brother.
Who?
Buck.
And his uncle.
Who?
Wayne.
I think Buzz. Wayne Rogers.
You know, when it's obscure, Buzz wins that round.
Buzz?
Wayne Rogers.
Good news for you. We can't get a hold of that guy.
Uh-huh.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, who will protect you from computer hackers? Other computer hackers, Wild West style.
Ooh.
Vigilante justice.
I like that.
You could call Bo Bice's grandma again.
She's not home.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
She's
in L.A.
She's out in California. That's right, baby.
I want to go see Disneyland.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Why are so many program directors pricks?
I don't know.
That was very...
I got to make water professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals. Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Time for Buzz News now. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Daryl Mack.
Yeah.
World's number one sex pill.
You got me so I got
doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested.
Clinically.
Test pill. Sex pill.
Inevitable.
1-888 drive VMAX. Viramax. Available at retailers nationwide.
Bruh. You're of wrong time.
It is so freaking hot in this room.
Bah, what do you mean?
Has anybody?
I'm going crazy. It is inevitable.
Seriously, has anybody warned Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez that tonight they're going to be walking into Roseanne Barr's underpants to do the show?
Unbelievable.
Listen, I know those boys have been mock upset when we've like had our eating contest here in the studio.
Right. This is not us.
Somebody should give them a heads up. And tell them that right now, that beautiful electric fan in the corner,
yeah,
that ain't going to cut it.
No, and it's been delightful doing half of the show in a state of dizziness.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Computer hackers are like witches. There are good ones and bad ones.
I love your PJs, incidentally.
Thank you very much. They're cooler. It's more comfortable.
Lovely frock.
I have not mentioned your blouse today, but
thank
it's
you.
A beautiful one.
Thank you. One of my favorites.
Was it velvet?
No, it isn't. I think it's some kind of highly flammable man-made material.
Well, with this temperature, you better be careful.
I could spontaneously combust at any moment, so stick around. As with witches, the bad computer hackers are giving the good computer hackers a bad name, and they've had enough. So now, online vigilantes have started hacking into some of these fraudulent websites and disabling them. If you see a message like, warning, this was a scam site, or this bank was fraudulent and is now removed, you can thank some anonymous hero for shutting it down.
Good.
The good hackers are especially steamed about phishing, the practice of luring people to a website just to get their passwords and other personal data. Some PayPal customers in particular have been targeted by these evil websites, the ones the good hackers are now shutting down. What the good hackers are doing...
Do you use PayPal?
All the time. That's how I get my microphones paid for.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, a lot of people do.
PayPal itself is fine, but the bad guys are targeting PayPal customers with the fake PayPal emails to try to lure them to these bad websites.
It's not anything like... I'm in this thing called GayPal.
GayPal.
You guys have that PayPal?
That's a perfectly legitimate website. They will not do that to you at that website.
Thank you.
I love that one.
GayPal.
Say hi to Mayor West.
I can't imagine anyone on eBay being outwitted.
I bet. You know what? I bet there is. I bet there's a website, GayPal.
Well, look.
Yeah.
What the good hackers are doing, of course, is illegal.
Not on my computer, we won't look. Let's go look on Travis's computer.
He has a bookmark.
Like it hasn't been done a million times.
How you doing, Butler?
Even these good hackers, with their good intentions, are breaking the law, but the Internet is like the Wild Wild West, and there just aren't enough real sheriffs to go around.
Wicked Wild Wild West.
So the good hackers have deputized themselves to fight the bad guys they call cockroaches. Quoting one of the good guys,
Hey, that would be Thing Watches, okay?
All right, I'll modify that.
Thing Watches.
One of the good guys, law enforcement cannot be bothered by them, but we can. Some other computer experts, however, are not convinced. Quoting one, they could get it wrong, just as vigilantes in the Wild West got it wrong. We'd rather see the industry itself find solutions.
Oh, I hate people like
how's
that.
How's that working out for
you? Yeah, really. Let it
go ahead, guys. Rock and roll.
Although I did see some vigilantes on the West Coast feed today in Los Angeles. What are they called? Minutemen?
Right.
They're concerned about our borders.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, I saw that piece.
They were having a protest last night, and some guy, I guess some immigrant guy, there's like 100 of these protesters that surrounded him. He hit the gas, and he ran over a couple of these people.
Wow.
And they're laying in the street. They're being interviewed, and they're saying, we have the same rights as anybody else. And then they interview the guy who says, you know, well, I just think we should build a big old wall around the country. You know, I was feared for my life.
For anybody that's ever seen the movie Jaws, when the fishermen come to town to get the great white shark and they're all leaving, that's the way it was down at this this border location, I think in Arizona, where they were all gathering to volunteer to be Minutemen. It was that kind of guy. It was very, very scary.
But it was a big vigilante thing. That's what made me think of it.
Did you see the vigilantes that were all real short? The minute men?
Oh, I look at...
I did a Google search for gay pal, and...
Hey, look at that.
It's even the PayPal logo.
Took me to a t-shirt website that sells a gay pal t-shirt that looks like the PayPal logo. So anyway, that's what you'll find.
Hey,
look what they got for free. You look there. And the CIA is also working hard to protect your internet from terrorist attacks. This is amazing. It's interesting. A three-day war game is underway here in Virginia in which the spy agency is pretending that our internet has been attacked by a fictional alliance of anti-American organizations.
Shall we play a game?
Exactly.
Shall we play a game?
Under the CIA's Silent Horizon scenario, the alliance is using hackers to disrupt computer communications in this country. And before the 3 days are up, they hope to stop it. But just like on 24, the worst damage will occur in the final hours of this three-day game. The simulated attacks being played out as if this were the year 2010.
Chloe.
What's odd about it all is that officials have been saying that such an attack is highly unlikely. So,
okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting
exactly.
live from the basement of the science building.
These guys will either save us or be the death of us all.
Yeah.
The exercise is designed to prepare us for a digital Pearl Harbor. The Republican lawmaker who led the...
I saw that. Ben Affleck is highly overrated in the digital Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to prepare for.
Although it was a great porno movie.
Oh, fantastic. Now, the Republican...
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl. I can't. I
digital,
don't know.
Digital Pearl Necklace. Yeah,
I thought it was. If somebody
Pearl Necklace Harbor. Thank you.
The Republican lawmaker who led the charge against the French for criticizing the war in Iraq is now criticizing the war in Iraq. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter...
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Walter Jones says he now regrets being the one who suggested we call French fries freedom fries.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Ancient White House reporter Helen Thomas showed the young ones how it's done yesterday.
Hey, let me just say...
Yeah?
She still gets it done.
I know what she does.
Tell me about this story.
Better than most. She had the following exchange with White House spokesman Scott McClellan. Helen, you said the U.S. is in Afghanistan and Iraq by invitation. Would you like to correct that incredible distortion of American history?
Hello!
McClellan, no, we are. That's where we currently... Helen, your credibility is already mired. How can you say that? McClellan, you're taking that comment out of context.
Hello!
Helen, were we invited to Iraq? McClellan, there are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're there at their invitation.
Hello!
Helen, you mean if they ask us out, we would have left? McClellan, no, Helen, I'm talking about today. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good for her.
Hi there, Bob, Billy.
Hello!
Whatever your name is.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John Norman.
I just can't get over how hot Helen Thomas is.
Oh, she, and she still manages to look stunning.
Please, Jesus, if I die before I wake, please let me come back as the seat in the White House press corps that Helen Thomas sat on.
Oh, hello. Stand in line. Stand in line.
Maybe the FBI has the same bad sources as Newsweek because the FBI's investigation has also turned up reports that American troops abused the Muslim holy book to try to get our war prisoners to talk. The Pentagon says these reports are fabricated to undermine the work of the U.S. military and to stir up other prisoners. Quoting one report, they flushed the Quran down the toilet. The Pentagon says it was the prisoners who tore out the pages and then blamed it on the guards. Newsweek was taken to task for its report. We worry about what might happen to the FBI for reporting the same thing.
I want to play the guards. I want to play the guards. I got the longest yard on my mind.
Dumbasses. Like that. Hold on. Was the Quran jammed in our air conditioning compressor?
That's why the problem is.
That's why it's not working.
Tony Dick did it.
You know, even with the heat, you are plugging right till the end. And I dig that about you, man.
We all are.
The Quran, the fact that they're so upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, like if someone had me in a room and said, look, here is your Bible.
Right.
I'm going to set it on fire. You know what I'd say? Where's the cigar?
Yeah.
Where do I light up?
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Oh, look, here's
that's why they are different than we are.
Here is your Constitution. I'm going to use it as toilet paper.
Right.
Hey, have a nice dump.
It's the whole
what thing. Do I care? It's a piece of paper, you jackass.
But it's their culture and ours.
It means different things to different people.
And they're wrong and we're right.
How about we shouldn't be around them?
Yeah, how about we shouldn't be around anybody?
Yeah, I agree.
Is that,
build the wall.
Is that
I'm
too,
coming over to your side.
Is that too crazy? Join the militia?
Yes.
Join the Minutemen?
The Minutemen.
The Minutemen.
The Minutemen, yes.
All our job is at the Minutemen is to search and see if anyone's coming over the border illegally and then notify the proper authorities. But To do that, of course, I require this oversized handgun. The
I'm
FBI.
Dying of thirst. I'd like some minute made orange.
Oh, minute made.
Mm. All right. And remind me, I'm going to be looking for a new job this weekend. I got to get out my resume.
Just a minute.
Now let's resume the news.
Well, let me tell you, the FBI may also be investigating the cross burnings in North Carolina.
Cross beware.
Rob,
never there.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Oh, okay, you tease.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And.
Meow.
Hold on, what happened?
Try it again.
Oh, ming, 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 ming. I hope everything's not melting in here now.
We're melting.
We're melting.
The Don and Mike Show. Pop meow. They're not cheap, just thoughtless.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Time for more Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Once again, here is Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The FBI may be looking into cross burnings in North Carolina. Last night, three cross burnings in Durham in separate spots around the city in just over an hour.
Now, Rob, no matter how much you try, you are not going to be able to get all of those.
The ashes.
Yeah, watch out, you.
Flyers with Ku Klux Klan slogans were found
Thursday
at one of the locations.
It's
something that hasn't happened in Durham since at least 1968. Quoting the mayor, at this day and time, I thought we'd be beyond that. The first burning cross appeared outside an Episcopal church, the next at a construction site for a new apartment complex, and the third at a big intersection downtown. Each cross was made of 2x4s, each about 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, wrapped in burlap and doused with kerosene.
Not my work. I always use pine.
The feds have now shut down the website that allegedly allowed people to download the new Star Wars movie. The movie was downloaded more than 10...
I know nothing about that.
That's so bad.
Downloaded more than 10,000 times.
Don't do that.
In the first...
Very bad, please don't.
George Lucas really needs the money.
That's right.
Don't download that movie.
You're going to break
the
man.
Return of the Sith.
10,000 times in the first 24 hours, even before the movie was released to theaters.
Horrific, Buzz.
The Elite Torrents site had more than 133,000 members and offered nearly 18,000 movies and software programs.
Hello, Mrs. Torrents.
Illegally.
That's The Shining, don't you know?
Go there today and you'll see the message, this site has been permanently shut down by the FBI for copyright infringement.
George Lucas.
The feds also busted some of the site's customers in Austin, Texas, Erie, PA, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Leavenworth, Kansas, to name a few places. Quoting one official, today's crackdown sends a clear message to anyone involved in the online theft of copyrighted works that they cannot hide behind the new technology.
If you bust them at Leavenworth, it's a quick trip to the jail.
And in sports...
It is...
You're right.
Inevitable.
Inevitable.
In sports...
It is what?
Inevitable.
What?
Inevitable. It will inevitably even happen.
In sports, Brett Favre is finally...
What about Brett Favre?
He's finally sold his home in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Shut everything down.
Brett Favre. And it didn't go to a Packers fan. Kept Don from hearing that it wasn't purchased by a Packers fan. Was not purchased by a Packers fan.
Start over.
Okay. Brett Favre has sold his home in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The one that was on eBay, right?
Right, and it didn't go to a Packers fan. It went to a doctor with 8 kids who says he bought it because of its size, 7,800 square feet. The house has 5 full baths. The tax man values the house at $958,000. The Favres were asking $1.3 million. They got $895,000. The baseball coach at a high school...
That's right. That's right. Very good. Thank you, everybody.
That's a pretty good deal.
Shut your mouth.
That's right. So
don't
it's going to absorb.
Any, don't say nothing about my man.
It's pretty cool, though. You live in a house. Brett Favre lived here.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
American hero he is.
Yes, Yoda.
Brett Favre.
American hero he is.
Go, Pack, go!
How sweaty I am.
The baseball coach at a high school in Miami has resigned because he was asked to. Coach Collazo became the center of controversy a week ago when his team lost to a Christian school. He took down his pants took out his junk, pointed to it, and asked the players if they had a set of these or a vagina.
Thank you!
Coach Collazo led his school to the state championship last season.
That sounds like the morning exercise here at WJSK.
How the mighty have fallen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, but here it's not a rhetorical question.
And finally, crooks are notoriously stupid.
Buzz?
Yes.
Did you make these up?
I swear this is true.
Okay.
In New York City, a man wanted for two taxicab robberies walked into a New York police station to ask about a friend who had been arrested. While he was waiting, Chucky Hernandez was not aware he was standing next to a wanted poster. His wanted poster.
Now, come on. You made that one up.
Sergeant Horowitz says he's never seen anything like it in his 30 years on the force.
That's great.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! No! Really, you didn't make it up.
That's a true story.
Hey, listen, everybody. We're the two luckiest sons of the bitches on the face of the earth. We got a four-day weekend.
Yay!
So enjoy your holiday. We'll be back on Tuesday. Don't be hating us because we're not here tomorrow.
Right.
God knows we've earned it. And tomorrow's repeat, I understand, is a lot better than today's live show.
Yeah, much cooler.
Ron and Fez are next. I don't want to throw any challenges out to Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez, but if you guys got a set between you, you'll kick your show off tonight with this song right here.
Absolutely.
Nothing says we're working in an 86-degree studio like the 9-minute version of MacArthur Park. Anyway,
fun.
Have a very safe holiday, everybody. Yeah. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Hit our website if you get a chance over the weekend. Go to MikeWebsite.com. We'll be back on Tuesday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, listen to this, right?
Where's my cane?
What?
Where's my cane?
It's melting.
Where?
In the rain. It's flowing down. Someone left it in the rain. You'll hear the rest of this song.
With Ron and, playing.
With Ron and no, we have so many commercials. It will not still be playing.
Not a chance.
Anyway, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Wow, that's fast. I thought it was perfect. Man, it makes you want to stay, doesn't it?
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.